Home Show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school football playoff time here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. A Class B first rounder for you tonight. The Adams Central Patriots play at the McCook Bison. Bill Carlin with us, head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Coach, thanks for joining us. 2 weeks ago tonight, the Bison come to Adams Central and win 15-14. A very good ball game, a close ball game, and they kind of had a little streak in the third quarter where they put a couple touchdowns on the board after you guys had an 11-point lead. I guess that was the key part of the football game.
Yeah, it really was. I thought actually at the end of the second quarter and pretty much almost all of the third quarter, they dominated the line of scrimmage on their offensive line. And I thought that really set the tempo for their second half. And they just did a nice job up front. They got after us pretty hard and played well. So you got to give them a little tip of the hat.
One thing about McCook, they have a luxury that a lot of teams don't have. They can play linemen just on one side of the ball, and they put another unit in when they don't have the ball. So that really helps them, doesn't it, Coach? And it sure did in the first game with the Patriots. Your guys might have got a little tired in that third quarter.
Well, I thought our pad level got a little higher as the game went on, and I think fatigue was part of that. And part of that was maybe they were just getting off the ball a little lower and better than us. And hopefully we can fix that this next time around here, and we'll play a little lower to the ground and get off of blocks a little better and see what we can do. But I know our kids will show up and play hard. We'll have to just see how it goes.
I know it was a pretty evenly matched contest, wasn't it, Coach, that first round game with them? A one-point game, you get the big kickoff return to go ahead. They had the field goal late in the second quarter, so some big plays did make a difference in this one. But, you know, a couple things happened here and there. You guys would have won.
Yeah, really, it could have gone either way. And, you know, I thought our kicking game was really good. I thought our kickoff coverage team and our kick return team probably played their best game of the year and just did a great job. And in our punt teams, neither one of us had to punt too many times. We only had a couple punts. And the wind was a real factor that evening we played. It was about 15 mile an hour. And the team going with the wind seemed to move the ball pretty well. Going against the wind, it was hard to throw the ball deep. And both defenses are pretty aggressive and got up on the receivers and made it so you had a tough time throwing short passes and then could lean on the line of scrimmage. So it made it a little tough there to throw the ball when you're going into the wind. And so going with the wind, it seems like I believe that's when all the points were scored except for a kickoff return.
The Patriots bounced back after that one, and last week won over at Lexington in the weather-delayed ball game. Long evening there, but your ball club really responded well last week, Coach. Came out and got the job done in Lexington and set yourselves up for tonight. But good effort by your kids through all the stuff that went on last Friday.
Yeah, it really was. It was a tough situation that the kids, you know, we started and got off to a great start, got momentum on our side, and then took a two-hour break and then had to go out and reestablish all of that. And you're kind of sitting there with a playoff position on the line as a coach. I know I was very nervous of how we would come out after a two-hour break, and I thought our kids really did a nice job. We came out and reestablished the momentum on our side, scored four touchdowns in a row, and really blew the game open. And so at halftime, we were up 49-7 and had a running clock and finished out the game the second half.
That set the Patriots to a 6-3 regular season. McCook lost last week in their regular season finale to Holdridge to go to 7-2. And we'll talk more about this playoff football game coming up on part two of the pregame show coming up right after this.
For sale, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
Back with head football coach Bill Carlin of the Adams Central Patriots before the Patriots and the McCook Bison at McCook. Class B first-round state football playoff a game this evening, Coach. In the first contest against these guys, the Patriots couldn't move the ball very much on the ground. Again, they're big people, and the people they had up front controlled things a little bit there in that one. But it was tough running the ball in that first game.
Yeah, it really was. And I think it was just their line outplayed our line a little bit, and their linebackers outplayed us a little bit. But they got a nice ball club. They were very aggressive up front. They tackled really well. They're big up front. You know, they got the Chandler kid at 290, and then they go down to about 250 to their littlest guy. And so they got some big kids up front in their line, and they move real well and run to the ball real well and tackle well. And so, you know, they're a team that's been rated as high as fourth in the state for a reason. They got great tradition out there. They've won about two or three titles in the last 10 years and been in the finals another two or three times. So they got great tradition in their football program. They got a very good coaching staff, and they got some really good athletes.
They have put a lot of pressure on you when they have the football also. They bring in that wild card. Schlager will run that, and they run the football. Their senior quarterback who took over for the injured Matt Chitwood in the first game did a good job directing their offense. But they put a lot of pressure on a defense, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. They got a very good power game. They run the veer and the option very well. So those two things there complement each other. You try to take one away, you kind of give up a little on the other. And then they just throw the ball enough to keep you off balance. And my rumors are that Chitwood will be back for us tonight. And so he throws another wrench into the mix with his passing abilities, and he's a very good scrambler himself. So there'll be a handful for us to handle, and we'll have to really play well tonight.
Okay, Coach, how do we handle all this? How did the Patriots come out here and come out of there with this first-round victory? What are the keys?
Well, we definitely got to take care of the football. We can't turn it over, and I thought we did an awful good job of that last time. Take care of the ball, not give them the short field. Make them go the long distance, and if we can't stop them, hopefully they'll stop themselves a little bit with a penalty here or there. And then we got to run the ball better. The three losses that we have this year, all to the top four teams in the state, but they took away our running game and made us one-dimensional, and that was the secret to their success, I think. So we need to run the ball well tonight. If we can run the ball, I think we got a good shot at these guys. But if we don't run the ball and have to become one-dimensional on offense, then I think it's going to be a long night.
As we've talked the last few years, it's not a problem for your kids getting on the bus and heading out to McCook this week, a first-round playoff game. Doesn't bother them at all. They'll be ready to go tonight, I'm sure, Coach.
Yeah, they will. We've played three games on our home field, and this will be our seventh game on the road. So we have got on the bus, and we have played well on the road. And our kids, you know, they buy into that they can play anybody anywhere and do well. So we'll be focused when we get there. I know we'll have a big task on our hands, but it's not where we're playing it that's going to be the task. It's going to be who we're playing when we get there. So our kids will do well when we get there.
I'm sure you're looking, as you do every week and have gotten this season, senior leadership tonight. Seniors got to step up, do the job, lead the way tonight, coaches. They don't want the season to end, of course.
No, they don't. They're anxious to try to get back and at least have one more game on our field again. And so we know if we can come out with a W here, no matter who wins on the other side, we'll have it at our place and have a game at home. So we're kind of looking forward to get back to Patriot Field, and that's one of our goals.
Coach, good luck tonight. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk after it's over. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Blaine.
That's Bill Carlin, head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Stay tuned. Playoff football coming up. It's Adams Central at McCook, and that's next.
The Locker Room Show has been brought to you by Transportation Equipment of Hastings. Stay tuned. The play-by-play is up next on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
High school football play-by-play is brought to you by the ESPN 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, let's go to the field for tonight's game.
ICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska, Class B first-round matchup. The Adams Central Patriots on the road here tonight in McCook to take on the McCook Bison. These two football teams coming in the western bracket of the Class B field in the playoffs this year. The Adams Central Patriots are the number 6 seed in the West. McCook is the number 3 seed. The winner here moves on to the quarterfinals next Friday. For the loser, the season will be over. These two ball clubs met 2 weeks ago tonight. They were district foes this year. They met at Patriots Field in Hastings. McCook, with two long scoring drives in the third quarter, overcame a 14-3 Adams Central lead in the third quarter. The Bison scored a couple of touchdowns after long drives and won it 15-14 as the Patriots were held in check at rushing the football under 50 yards, right around 50 for the evening. That's one thing that Coach Bill Carlin emphasized in the pregame show. The Patriots have to do better. They have to run the football tonight. The McCook Bison, who have the luxury of playing their people up front, offensive and defensive linemen, they do not have to play both ways, so they have a lot of big people that should go just on the offense, and some go just on the defense. So kind of wore down the Patriots 2 weeks ago, won the game 15-14, a very good high school game 2 weeks ago, and we'll see what happens here tonight because we're in the first round of the playoffs. But again, win and move on, lose and your season is over. The Adams Central Patriots 6-3 on the season, coming off that win last week to conclude the regular season at Lexington. The rain delay game, 55-15. The Patriots were 6-3. Their three losses to number 1 Crete, number 2 Aurora, and this McCook ball club, who was high as number 4 this season. So the Patriots were 6-3 overall, 2-1 in the district. The McCook Bison coming off a season-ending loss to Holdridge on this field last Friday, 20-7. McCook was 7-2 overall. Their only losses last week to Holdridge and to Aurora, 43-28 earlier in the season. In fact, game number 2. And the Bison were also 2-1 in the district. These two teams, along with Holdridge, out of this Class B district, three teams out of the four make the playoffs. And here tonight, it's Adams Central and the McCook here this evening. The Adams Central Patriots coming in, averaging 344 yards total per contest, 188 on the ground, 156 through the air. If the Patriots can get their 188 on the ground, they'll be in good shape here tonight. They've given up 219 yards total this season per game, 113 on the ground, 106 through the air. Adams Central averaging 31 points a game, giving up only 14 per contest. The McCook Bison are averaging offensively 357 yards per game, 286 on the ground. They like to keep it on the ground if they can, and they pass for 71 yards a game. Their defense has been very tough, giving up only 197 yards total, 89 on the ground, 107 through the air. The offense is averaging 30 points a game, the defense giving up only 13 per contest for the McCook Bison. They're led on the ground by Brandon Yost, 917 yards, Justin Terry, 643. The quarterback, Matt Chitwood, who was injured in the Adams Central game, didn't play the last three quarters there or last week. Shoulder injury, but he is back tonight, expected to start for the Bison, and Chitwood has thrown for 548 yards and 5 touchdowns. Ryan Bender leading the Patriots on offense, averaging 81 yards a game rushing, 732 total yards. Matt Obermiller has thrown for 9 touchdowns and 1,300 yards passing the football. We'll have some more pregame activity after this timeout. Adams Central and McCook coming up. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Professional service, financial strength, and stability. Just three ways to describe Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance works for you, providing the right coverage for you and your family. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, serving you for more than 100 years. That's stability. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, 2203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings, with locations in Hastings, Kearney, and Omaha. Call 402-463-2461 for an insurance proposal today.
In Hastings, Nebraska, the Adams Central Patriots won the toss. They deferred until the second half. McCook decides to take the football.
They'll be going from left to right. They will be getting the football first tonight. Adams Central will be on defense first this evening in this football game. So the Adams Central Patriots will come out and start on defense. So the Bison will get the football first tonight offensively, and we'll see what they can do against this Patriots defense here. So Adams Central will be on the defense first. They go from right to left, east to west here at the McCook Field, a beautiful field, a beautiful day in McCook, a beautiful night also in McCook here this evening. So the Adams Central Patriots will start on defense with Calvin Ott, Ashton Dirks, Skyler Hunt, Brandon Hageman up front, Mitch Huffaker, Micah Lindblad, Ryan Bender, and Kyle Cutterford and Zach Hollis are the linebackers. And in that defensive backfield, expected to be Brady Hoffman, Jake Johnson, and Jake Fowler. Now, Jake Fowler had an ankle injury earlier in the week, but we'll see if he's going to play. Kind of hobbled with that this week, and Fowler may or may not be in that defensive backfield and in the offensive backfield for the Patriots. Matt Chitwood is the 170-pound junior, the starting quarterback for the Bison of McCook. And he'll have in the backfield Justin Terry, a 200-pound junior, a big fella, and Brandon Yost, a 160-pound senior, and look for Jake Schlager to run out of the Wildcat, maybe out of that backfield for McCook. Hurt the Patriots in that first game earlier. Adam Sundell to kick off, and Kyle Goldenstein will kick off for the Patriots. Again, they go from right to left. The Patriots in their road wipe. Class B playoffs. Here we go in McCook. The Bison, the home team, the Patriots, the visitors, and Schlager is back, and that guy, Brad Bombaugh, also back there for McCook. Goldenstein kick comes down to Bombaugh at about the 19-yard line. Has the football, heads for the center of the field to the 20. 25, 30, has a bit of a hole out past the 30. Here's the 34-yard line, and a pretty good return by Brad Bombaugh, who took over at quarterback in that first game against Adams Central for Matt Chitwood and did a good job in three quarters of action. The senior stepping in, doing a real good job for the Bison, and then a return that kickoff out to the 33-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go for McCook on their own 33. So it is Chitwood at quarterback. Terry, the 200-pounder, and Brandon Yost, the 160-pound senior in the backfield. They are split, two wide receivers. First play from scrimmage. Here we go. Chitwood turns, tosses to Yost, and as this play gets underway, the whistles of the officials blow, and the play is stopped. Illegal procedure called on the Bison. That will move them back 5 yards. Make it first and 15 at the Bison 28-yard line. So before that play got off, the Bison move along the line of scrimmage and a 5-yard illegal procedure penalty. First and 15 now back at the 28-yard line for the McCook Bison. We are just underway. Class B football playoff, Adams Central and McCook. The winner moves on to the quarterfinals next Friday. If Adams Central wins, they will have a home game. The winner of this one takes on the winner of Hastings High at Aurora. That ball game just underway in Aurora. Adams Central, if they win here tonight, will be at home next Friday. Here's the toss to Yost. Same play coming this way. Nowhere to run. Maybe 3 yards on the play. The Patriot defense swarming there. It's out to the 31-yard line. A pickup of three on the play by the running back on the first play, Brandon Yost. He got three out to the 31, so it's going to be second down and 12 yards to go for the Bison on their own 31-yard line. So Yost, to his leading rusher, he has 917 yards for the McCook Bison through their 9 games so far. Got three there, second and 12 at the 31. Now in the shotgun is Chitwood. He has four wide receivers out. Gets the football. Knapp wants to throw. Now Bison tackles, has an open field 35 to the 39-yard line. Nice open field tackle there by Michael Lindblad of Adams Central there. Excuse me, Mitch Huffaker. Huffaker with the tackle there. A pick out to the 39-yard line. A pickup of 8 on the play. It's going to be 3rd down and 4 yards to go. So Chitwood keeps it for 8. It's 3rd and 4 at the Bison 39-yard line. But a good open field tackle there by Mitch Huffaker of Adams Central. Out they come to the Bison. Now in the eye. Now split the back. As they come to the line of scrimmage, the officials say, timeout. The Cook takes a timeout and it's 3rd down and 4 coming up, so we'll take a timeout early in the contest. Adams Central nothing, McCook nothing. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Modeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Arian Yost in the eye. Chitwood drops back to throw. Wants to throw. Does near sideline. It's going to be caught. With the inbounds, no, says the official. The catch there by the wide receiver, Cody Girdle, but he was out of bounds as he came down, so it's incomplete. And the first throw of the night is incomplete for the Bison. They face a fourth down and four at the 39-yard line. And Justin Bishop, who is the punter, the lineman, should be out there to punt, and he does drop back to kick the football. And Mr. Bishop averages just under 40 yards a punt. Adam Central will send McStein back to receive this punt. Bishop's kick is nice and high. Good kick. Also going back to receive the punt is Jake Johnson at the 17 to the 20-yard line. Can't get out of the tackle there. Adam Central will start pretty deep in their own territory. First down and 10 yards to go at the Patriots' 21-yard line. And out they will come on offense. Matt Obermiller, the senior quarterback, to lead the way as he has all season for the Adams Central Patriots. Running back, suspected to be Ryan Bennett, the 195-pound senior, the fullback, the junior, Kyle Cutterford, Jake Johnson, the wingback and wide receiver, Nick Stein, the wide receiver. The Patriots have Mitch Huffaker at a tight end, Kevin Holden, Zach Hollister, Tommy Ehlers, Skyler Hunt, Ashton Dirks, Max Meyer along the front. In the shotgun, Obermiller hands the football off to Jake Johnson. Comes this way at the 20, 25-yard line. Johnson goes down about the 28-yard line. Put a good gain on first down for the Patriots. Jake Johnson from the wingback position taking the handoff. Moves it from the 21-yard line out to the 28-yard line. Picks up 7 on the play. And it's going to be second down and 3 yards to go for the Patriots. So Jake Johnson gets 7 on the first play from scrimmage for the Adams Central Patriots. They face a second down and 3 yards to go at their own 31-yard line. Out they come in the shotgun once again. Obermiller in the shotgun for Adams Central. And a whistle before this play can start. There was some jumping along the line of scrimmage. A Patriot was in motion, but he was a wide receiver. And it's offside on the McCook Bison, says the officials. And that's going to be a first down after the 33. After that, 5 yards offside penalty on the McCook Bison. We'll move it out to the Patriot 33. That'll be first down and 10, the first down of the football game. Adam Central's Ryan Bender, 732 yards rushing. Overmiller's thrown for 1,372. Nick Stein, 31 catches, 411 yards. Jake Johnson, 19 receptions for 335 yards. Offensive leaders for the Patriots. First and 10 now at the 33. Obermiller in the shotgun for Adams Central. One wide receiver to the right. Takes it to Bender. Obermiller throws it into the flat to Stein. He catches it at the 40. Run out of bounds on the far sideline at the 40-yard line. But that is a completed pass. Obermiller's first throw to Nick Stein. They move it from the 33-yard line and will spot it at the 40. They'll pick up a 7 on the play, and it's going to be second down and 3 yards to go for Adams Central at the 40-yard line of McCook. Now, remember in the first game, the Patriots rushing for only around 50 yards. They just could not move the football against these big fellas on the defensive line and the defense for McCook. And so the Patriots have got a first down throwing the football there. McCook big along the offensive and defensive lines, and the Patriots couldn't run it in the first game. They feel they have to tonight. And they have a second and 3 at the 40. Handoff goes to Cutterford, the fullback. No running room there, but Cutterford falls forward after getting tackled out of the 43. So Kyle Cutterford running hard there. Out of the 43, he got 3. And the officials will eyeball it, and they're going to bring the chains in to measure. This is the first down, or it's going to be third and inches before Adams Central will bring the chains in. On that defense for McCook, they have Will Miller as a defensive end. He's only 180. Then Ross Stewart's a defensive tackle. He's 255. Clint Fagan's 245. Mitch Collicutt is 265. Austin Bishop is 225. And Keith Wallace, the inside linebacker, is 175. So they are big up front, those folks defensively. And it's just short of the first down. So it's going to be third and one. We'll give Cutterford, I guess, 2 yards there. Kyle just short of getting the first down. Third and inches at the 42, about the 42-and-a-half-yard line for the Adams Central Patriots. Again, windless, beautiful, clear night here in McCook. Third and inches for the Patriots. First possession at their own 42-and-a-half-yard line. And we'll see if Adams Central can get their second first down of this game. Third and inches. Out they come in the eye, Cutterford and Bender in the tail of the eye behind quarterback Overmiller. They are set. Overmiller turns, hands the ball off to Cutterford. Cutterford, the fullback, has maybe a yard or two. Not much there, but enough for a first down. Kyle Cutterford running the football for Adams Central. Moves it from the 42 out to the 44. Pick up a two, but a first down for Adams Central. First and 10 at their own 44, so that's two first downs. The Patriots starting at their own 21-yard line. We're in the first quarter, 8:57 to go, and the clock running in period number one. Nothing. Adams Central and McCook. Class B football playoffs, state of Nebraska. The A's and the B's getting started tonight. Hastings High at Aurora. That football game underway in Aurora. First and 10 at the 44 for Adams Central. Out in the shotgun here. Quarterback Matt Overmiller gets the football. Wants to throw to his left. His pass is tipped at the line of scrimmage. It was going to be thrown out there to Jake Johnson, but tipped at the line of scrimmage by one of those defensive folks for the Bison. Incomplete. Second and 10 Patriots at the 44. Adams Central faces a second and 10 at their own 44-yard line. Adams Central again, Mitch Huffaker's 190-pound tight end. Kevin Holland, 235-pound junior at tackle. Max Meyer, the 220-pound senior, one of the defensive tackles. Tommy Ehlers is the 245-pound senior center. Zach Hollister, 180-pound offensive guard. Skyler Hunt, 285-pound senior. And Ashton Dirks, a 235-pound senior, also play guard for the Adams Central Patriots. Overmiller swing pass out to two. Bender to the 40, 45, 50, far sideline into McCook territory. And Bender looks like he might have stepped out of bounds about the 48-yard line. And McCook is going to be short of a first down. They'll spot that football at the McCook 47-yard line. So a 9-yard pickup there on that swing pass is at the McCook 42-yard line. Excuse me, the McCook 47-yard line. A pickup of 9 on the play. Bender with the catch there, and he got 9 on that swing pass. Third and 1 at the McCook 42-yard line. So another third and short for the Patriots. Merrill and I, everybody in tight. Overmiller turns, hands up to the third man. Bender has a first down inside the 45, and Adams Central runs for that first down, and they move it from the 47-yard line to the McCook 44. A pickup of 3 on the play for Ryan Bender and a Patriot. First down, Bender's first carry gets a first down. First and 10 for the Patriots at the McCook 44-yard line. So 3 first downs on this drive. Adams Central controlling the clock and the football here in the first quarter at the 44 of McCook. First and 10. Cutterford now comes out of the game. The Patriots send in another wide receiver. Officials have another timeout here. Now they'll start the clock again. Momentary stoppage of time, but running again. 8:18 to go first quarter. Adams Central with the ball, first and 10 at the McCook 44-yard line. Overmiller in the shotgun will get the football. Hands it off to Jake Johnson from the wing back to the 45, to the 40, inside the 40, to about the 38-yard line. Good pickup there. Jake Johnson coming from the wing back position to the right of the quarterback, taking the handoff, moves it down to the 37-yard line. He got 7 on the play, second down and about 3 for Adams Central. So that's 2 carries and 14 yards for Jake Johnson. Second and 3 or so for the Patriots at the McCook, just outside the McCook 37-yard line. Mick Stein wide to the right. Michael Lindblad wide to the left. Overmiller in the shotgun. The Patriots favoring that tonight to start. Fake to Bender. Overmiller wants to throw. Chased down by 2 Bison. He's got to get rid of the football. He's going to be pulled back inside McCook territory. Fumbles the football. Adams Central falls on it way back at their own 40-yard line. Inside the 40, the Patriots fumble the football. But they get back on at the center. Tommy Ehlers goes back to get the football, but it's a loss back to the Patriots 39-yard line. That's a loss of 24 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and 27 yards to go. So the Patriots didn't lose the football. but they lost 24 yards on the play. They're way back on their own 39, and it's third down and 27 yards to go. Speaking of drive killers, third down and long, third and about 27. The Patriots have to get to the 34 of McCook. They're on their own 39. Third and 27 at the Patriots 39. With a fumble recovered by Tommy Ehlers. Third and long. Over Miller. Fakes to a couple of players. Keeps the football. He's to the 40. There's a flag on the play. Over Miller out to only the 43. And this flag might be on Adams Central. That play did not look too good when the ball was snapped. The Patriots almost ran into each other. The ball's out to the 42. The pickup of only three on the play. It's on Adams Central. The bike will decline it, and Adams Central will be punting. Nick Stein will have to do that. It's only a three-yard gain. It'll be fourth and about 24 if indeed the penalty is on the McCook Bison. It is on the Patriots. The Bison are considering taking the penalty. Maybe moving the Patriots back five more yards. It is, though, decline. It'll be fourth down and 24 yards to go at the Adams Central 42-yard line. And Overmiller got only three. And the Patriots face a long fourth down here. Fourth and 24, so Nick Stein will stay in there and punt before Adams Central. Stein has punted 17 times. He averages 36 yards a punt. Adams Central with three first downs moved it to down to the 37 of McCook. It fumbled the football, had a long loss on that play, and now have to punt. Stein's kick will go to the right side of the field at the 30, bounce out of bounds inside the 30. So no return there, and the McCook Bison will get their second possession of the football game. First and 10 on their own. See where the officials actually spot it. Inside the 30 at the 28-yard line. So the Bison will start there, first and 10 on their own 28. McCook did not get a first down in their first possession. And they'll try it again here in their own territory. First and 10 at the 28-yard line. Out come the Bison with the senior quarterback. The junior quarterback, Matt Chitwood, out there over center. A couple of wide receivers out here. I formation. Handoff goes to Yost. Yost to the 30. Gets some open field. He's at the 40. 45, 50 down the far sideline. Knocked out of bounds. Fumbles the football, but it goes out of bounds, as does the running back, Yost. Knocked out of bounds by Michael Lindblad, but a very good gain on first down. And there's the first down for the Bison from the 28 of McCook to the Adams Central 36-yard line. A 36-yard run on the play for Brandon Yost. So 36 yards on the carry for Yost, and a first down of the night for McCook. First and 10 now at the Adams Central 36-yard line. 36 yards on that play. The Patriots have a player shaken up. It is Michael Lindblad, the player that made the tackle. He caught Yost on the far sideline as Brandon Yost got by the line of scrimmage and had some open field and got 36 yards on the play and moved it all the way down to the 36-yard line of Adams Central. Michael Lindblad could shaken up, but he's coming off under his own power to this near sideline. We're behind the Patriots bench here, and McCook fans and Adams Central fans on this side, both fans on this side, home side of the field on the far side of the stadium, and the Bison now moving. First and 10 at the Adams Central 36, a big play there of 36 yards. They come out in the eye. Chitwood over center. Turns, hands the ball off to the fullback. It's Justin Terry, not much room up the middle from the 36. He might have got two. Was spotted at the 34. He will pick up two. Justin Terry, a 200-pound junior, and he's a load. And Terry, his first carry. Got 2 yards. Second and 8 at the 34-yard line. Justin Terry, the fullback, has rushed for 643 yards on the season. Second and 8 Bison at their Patriot 34-yard line. Man in motion is Cody Girdle. Comes this way. Chitwood over center. Takes handoff. Wants to throw. Does into the flat. It's going to be incomplete. Too strong. And to the inside of the intended receiver, Justin Terry. He was running to the outside. The ball over his opposite shoulder and incomplete. So it's third down and 8 for the Bison at the 36 of Adams Central. Third down and 8. Big play here as the Bison getting that long run of 36 yards to get into Patriot territory for the first time. Now face a third and 8 at the Patriot 34-yard line. 5:27 to go first quarter. We are scoreless. Chitwood in the shotgun. Rolls to his right. Wants to throw. Pursued. Now throws it to the near side. It's going to be incomplete and almost picked off. Oh, and it probably should have been picked off. Micah Lindblad, who's back in after getting shaken up earlier, had that ball in his hands but couldn't hold it. It's incomplete. The chip was 0 for 3 throwing, and it's fourth down and 8 at the 34-yard line. So a fourth down and 8, and the Bison look like they're going to go for it. That Jeff Gross is a ball club with this great tradition, two state titles, five championship games since 2002, two titles. They face a fourth and 8 at the 34-yard line of Adams Central. Fourth down and 8 at the 34. Chitwood wants to throw it. Fourth down and 8. Looks to the near sideline. It's going to be up and it's going to be incomplete. Intended for the wide receiver out there, Ryan Powell, and incomplete. And the Cook Bison will turn it over on downs to the Adams Central Patriots on that incompletion at the 34-yard line. So the Patriots will take over on their own 34, first down and 10. So Adams Central turns away the Bison once again. After the Bison get the first big play of the game, a 36-yard run, moving themselves into Patriot territory, but they go out on down on a fourth and 8. Adams Central at their own 34 will come back in with Matt Overmiller. Cornerback Jake Johnson goes wide to the right. Nick Stein wide to the left. I formation. Cutterford and Bender in the I. Overmiller hands off to Bender. Pass to 35. Navy 2 to the 36. Again, tough going up front to the 36. A pickup of 2 for Ryan Bender. He's rushed twice for 5 yards. Second and 8, Adams Central at the 36, just past 35. People will call it the 36. We have the hash marks here at the McCook Bison Stadium. So hash marks is past the 35, officially the 36. Second down and 8 yards to go for Adams Central. 4:40 to go, first quarter, we're scoreless. Second possession for the Patriots. They moved down to the McCook 37 on their first possession. Scored early in the first game, had a 7-0 lead. It was 7-3 at halftime. Jake Johnson on the reverse of the 40, 45 midfield. Another good run there by Jake Johnson. He has the fourth first down. Adam Central moves it from their own 36-yard line to the McCook 49. They pick up a 15 yards on the play for Jake Johnson. He runs for the Patriots on a first down at the McCook 49-yard line. So a 15-yard run there by Jake Johnson. He's run three times for 36 yards. Different wrinkle there for the Patriots from game number one. The Patriots have a first and 10. They're back in McCook territory at the 49. Adam Central, in fact, had a 14-3 lead as Jake Fowler returned the second half kickoff for a touchdown in game one. It was 14-3. Then McCook went on those two long drives, got ahead 15-14, held the Patriots off in the fourth quarter. Here's a handoff to Johnson, but the McCook defense there this time. They smelled that one out early, and Johnson is pulled down for a big loss on the play. So a big defensive play there by the Bison. It's back at the 45 of Adams Central. A six-yard loss on the play, and it's going to be second down and 16 yards to go. A six-yard loss there for the Patriots, and it's second and 16 at the Adams Central 45-yard line. So the defensive line are right there for the Bison this time, and Johnson had nowhere to go. And it's second and 16 at the 45 of Adams Central. Lindblad and Jake Fowler checked in, bothered by an ankle this week, but Fowler's in there for the first time on offense. Overmiller wants to throw Doug on the near side to Fowler. It's going to be incomplete, knocked down by the Bison's Brad Bumbaugh. And if he would not have knocked that down, Fowler might have raced for the touchdown, but it's incomplete. Third down and 16 at the Patriot 45. Again, Jake Fowler bothered by an ankle injury this week. Carlin wasn't sure if he was going to be in there, and his first appearance was on that pass play. He did get behind the defender. Comes off now. Micah Lindblad back in. Lindblad comes wide to the left. Stein goes wide to the right. Johnson on the wing. Overmiller in the shotgun. 3:10 to go, first quarter, third down and long, third and 16. Overmiller sets a screen to the left side to Lindblad. He's hit by the defender and nowhere to go there. The tackle there by Jake Schlager. Schlager comes up from the defensive backfield and makes the hit at the 45-yard line. No gain there. Fourth down and 16 yards to go, so no gain there on that screen pass to the left. Fourth and 16 at the Adams Central 45-yard line. So Nick Stein will punt once again for the Patriots. Gets the snap. It's the kick. It is high, near sideline. It's going to be caught at the 24-yard line, and the fair catch made there by the Bison, Ryan Powell. And McCook will get the football for the third time. First down and 10 yards to go at their own 25-yard line. The teams have kind of felt each other out here. Two possessions each. Patriots have been in McCook territory twice. Bison have been in Patriot territory once. Neither team has scored. 2:29 to go first quarter. Nothing. McCook football first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Out they come with Chitwood at quarterback. In the eye, Yost in the tail of the eye. Justin Terry, the fullback, two wide receivers. And off goes to Yost. Yost at the line of scrimmage, the 27-yard line, maybe the 28. Not too much of a gain, but a few yards there by the running back. Brandon Yost, he's a 160-pound senior. Spotted at the 28-yard line, a pickup of 3 on the play. Yost has rushed for 42, but he had that big 36-yard run in the last possession. Second and 7, Bison at the 28-yard line of McCook. Next round of the Class D playoffs next Friday night. The winner here, of course, will be in that game. Adam Sutton will be at home. McCook would be on the road. Pass near side, almost picked off. That one thrown right in front of the receiver, and Micah Lindblad almost intercepted another one. Mike has had two in his hands now and has not held either one yet. Third time, maybe the charm. Well, just out of his hands again, 3rd and 7. Chitwood's 0 for 5 throwing the football. He's thrown 4 interceptions, 5 touchdowns this season. Again, the Bison, they like to keep that football on the ground. They've thrown it 5 times tonight, 0 for 5, and it's 3rd and 7 at the 28. Wide receiver to the right and to the left. Chitwood turns, keeps the football on the option, has good running room to the far side of the 35-40. 45 midfield to the 40. 35-30, he's going to go all the way. Matt Chitwood will go all the way. 72-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Matt Chitwood. It's a touchdown for the McCook Bison, and they strike first here in the first quarter. It's 6-0 with the extra point coming up for the Bison. Chitwood gets free and goes 72 yards for a touchdown, and the Bison strike first. 6-0 with the extra point coming up. And Chitwood will try the extra point if he has enough breath to do it here. He's the extra point field goal kicker. He tried the extra point. It is down. It is kicked. Certainly high enough and long enough, and it is good. And the McCook Bison get the first score of the game. 1:36 to go in period number one. It's McCook 7. Adams Central nothing. We'll be back with the Bison kickoff in 30 seconds.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
7-0, McCook. Lane Gulis back with you in the beautiful McCook, Nebraska. The Bison have scored first. Matt Chitwood got free and outraced the defense. 72-yard touchdown run. And he also kicked the extra point. We're at the 1:36 mark of period number one. 7-0, McCook. Adams Central, the Patriots have been in Bison territory twice. Come away with no points here. Fumbled the football, recovered that fumble, lost big yardage on that play. And the Patriots in their first series, and the Patriots get inside the Bison territory in their second possession, but no points there either. And the Patriots will get the football here as the kickoff coming by the Bison. Looks like Matt Chitwood. It will be Chitwood kicking off. He does a lot of stuff for these guys. Chitwood, back from his injury, will kick off here. Boots it down to the 10 and roll out of bounds on the far sideline. Roll out of bounds about the 8, so the flag flies there, and Adam Sutherland will get the football to start on the out-of-bounds kick. And Adam Sutherland will start. First down and 10 yards to go when the ball is kicked out of bounds. The team will get the football at their own 35-yard line, called an illegal procedure penalty. And the automatic placing of the football at the 35, so Adam Sutton will start first and 10 at their own 35. on the out-of-bounds kickoff, and the Patriots will get the ball here for the third time. Looking to get the tying score. 7-0 Bison, 1:36 to go in period number one. Three wide receivers out for Adams Central. One back, Ryan Bender back in the backfield with the quarterback, Matt Overmiller, who's in the shotgun. Overmiller hands the ball off. Now keeps the football. Takes it twice, hands off, gets it out to the 36, maybe a one-yard gain as Overmiller takes it to both Johnson and Bender. But long developing play there, and netted only a yard to the 36, we'll call it, and a short yard at that for Matt Overmiller. And it's going to be second and a long nine, as we like to say, fairly over to 35. So second and nine at the 36 for Adams Central with 1:07 clock running in the first quarter. Class B football playoffs tonight here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio and Hastings, Nebraska is our continuing coverage of the high school football playoffs on our family of stations, the Platte River Radio. Overmiller in the shotgun, and here's the whistle and a flag flies from the judge in the back. It looks like Adams Central might be called for a delay of game. That's going to move the Patriots back. So a mistake here. First penalty on the Patriots. Looks like the back judge signified a delay of game. No, flag is waved off. The Patriots took a timeout. So no penalty here. We'll take a timeout with 48 seconds to go. Adams Central will have the ball when we return. It's 7 McCook, nothing Adams Central, back in 30 seconds.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, here for you, close to home.
That flag waved off before the timeout. Adamson will call the timeout. It was not a delay of game for the Patriots, so they've come out and faced a second down and 9 yards to go at their own 36-yard line for the Patriots with the football. 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Second and nine Patriots at their own 36. Stein wide to the left. Jake Johnson, the slot left. Back split now on the backfield. Over Miller. Will drop back, wants to throw the football, does in the flat. It's going to be overthrown. Ryan Bender was open, but that one overthrown there by Overmiller. The Patriots have thrown the ball time in this first quarter. It's going to be third time. That one over the head of Bender and incomplete. Third down and nine to go for Adams Central. At their own 36-yard line. Patriots with two out of six throwing the ball. Excuse me. They completed two out of six throwing the football. Third and nine at the 36 for Adams Central. Another big third down play with 44 seconds to go. In the shotgun, Overmiller gets the football, takes the handoff, rolls to his right, has a lot of open field. He's up to the 40, to the 45-yard line, close to the first down. It might be a little bit short where Overmiller was knocked out of bounds on the far sideline in front of the McCook bench. He's at the 44-yard line, a pickup of eight. And it's going to be fourth down and about a yard to go. Overmiller gets eight. He's a yard short. And we'll see what the Patriots want to do on fourth and one at their own 44-yard line. They're going to set the punt team in. Too early to go for it here in this one. 7-0 McCook. Fourth down and a yard for Adams Central. Remember, in the first game, the Patriots faked it punt on fourth down, but that was in the fourth quarter when they were trying to rally for the go-ahead score. This is still early in the first. And there is the snap to Stein, and he will punt this football down. Inside the 20, the Bison get away from him, almost hit a blocker for the Bison on his back turn to the ball, and the Patriots down it at the 20-yard line. So McCook will get the football once again, first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So the Patriots on their third series come up a yard short of the first down, and McCook will take over as they do not return that punt. Punt down to the 20-yard line, 36-yard punt, no return, first and 10, McCook at the 20-yard line. Update from Aurora tonight in the first quarter. It's Aurora 22, Hastings High nothing in the first quarter. So the Aurora Huskies out to a great start on the Tigers tonight, 22-0 in the first quarter. The winner here gets the winner there next week in round number two. Handoff goes to Yost,
He has maybe a yard or two, and it might be the last play of the first quarter. Yost gets the football out to about the 21, 22-yard line, maybe the 23, a pickup of three for Yost, and it's going to be second and seven. And the Bison aren't going to snap it anymore. As the final 3 seconds will click off the clock, we'll take a timeout. As the first quarter is over, we played one. Adams Central trailing McCook. It's the Bison 7, Adams Central nothing. We'll be back with the second quarter in 1 minute.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta.
Welcome back to period number two. It's 7-0 McCook after the first. The Bison have the football to start the second quarter. Second down and 7 yards to go at their own 23-yard line. Matt Chittenwood with a 72-yard touchdown run, the only score of period number one. And he hands the football off, and nowhere to run there. He tried to give the football off to the fullback, Justin Terry, but the Patriot defense swarming there, and Terry knocked back to about the 20-yard line, a loss of three on the play. So it's going to be third down and 10 yards to go back at the McCook 20-yard line. So a loss of three there for Terry. The Bison at 127 yards running, no yards throwing in the first quarter, but 72 of those on a run by Matt Chitwood, 36 of them on a run by Brandon Yost. Third and 10 for the Bison at their own 20 now. Chitwood out in the shotgun here, gets the football, rolls to his left, wants to throw, pretty good protection, almost goes down, now falls down, and then he's way back inside the 10-yard line. Chitwood lost his balance and went down, and covering up on the play there for the Patriots was Skyler Hunt, but when Chitwood fell on his own, he is down there as the knee touch at the 7-yard line, a loss of 13 on the play, so it's going to be a long fourth down and 23 coming up, and the Bison are going to have to punt, and Austin Bishop, the senior, is in the end zone. So Adams Central should get good field position. They have Johnson and Stein back, and they're inside Cook territory. Good high punt by Bishop, fielded by Stein at the 49-yard line. Fumbles the football. It's still in the turf. They scramble for it, and the Bison have it. So the Patriots muff the punt, and the Bison recover at the 45-yard line of Adams Central. So that's not a fumble, it's a muff. Nick Stein never got control of it, but the Patriots will turn it over on that muff there, and the Bison will get the football and get a big break there, first down and 10 at the Adams Central 45-yard line after the muff punt there by the Patriots. First and 10 for the Bison at the Patriots 45. So the Bison out of the hole, the Patriots were thinking of getting good field position, but they muffed that punt, and it's at the 45, and the Bison have it. 10:29 to go. Big part of this game. The Bison try to go up by two touchdowns. Chitwood keeps the ball on the option. Has nowhere to run. Patriot defense there, and Chitwood pulled down for a loss on the play. Adam Central has Huffaker in there. They also have the defensive back, Zachary Van Meter, a loss of three back to the 48-yard line, so Chitwood loses three there on the option, had nowhere to run there. Second down and 13 yards to go for the Bison at the Patriot 48-yard line. Again, big part of this ball game, the Patriots just skipping up here on defense. They play pretty well on defense. Had a couple big plays to run against them, but second and 13, and off goes to the fullback, Justin Terry. It's about the 45, the original line of scrimmage. Third and about 10. that was Kelvin Osterman in there for Justin Terry. Kelvin Osterman gets three, third and 10 at the 45. Now, Osterman will spell Terry once in a while. Osterman is a senior, 155-pounder, and he rushed for three there in his first carry. Booted back to the original line of scrimmage. Third and 10, Bison at the 45 of Adams Central. Now they come. Chitwood over center. Split backs, one wide receiver, a couple tight ends. Chitwood drops back to throw. Good protection this time. Lobs it far sideline. It's going to be thrown and incomplete. Knocked down by Jake Fowler. And incomplete. Intended for a speedy Jake Schlager, but he couldn't catch up with it. And Fowler knocked it away. And it's fourth down and 10 yards to go for the Bison at the 45-yard line of Adams Central. And we'll see what they want to do here. Fourth and 10, probably punt. Austin Bishop is in the game to punt. The defensive lineman, also a punter. The senior will drop back. This time he's on his own 40 instead of his own end zone. Fourth and 10 at the 45-yard line. Well, Adams Central, Bishop awaits the snap. Gets a good one. Punts the football, kicks it away. It's high. Center of the field. Catching the football and hit immediately is Jake Johnson. Well, Jake, lucky he didn't fumble that football for Adams Central. It's inside the 15. He was clobbered as soon as he caught the football but held on. Adams Central will have a first and 10 at it's about the 15-yard line. We'll call it the 15-yard line. So Adams Central deep in their own territory at the 15. They'll start there, first and 10. 8:53 to go in the second quarter. McCook, 7. Adams Central, nothing. A 72-yard touchdown run by quarterback Matt Chitwood, who was hurt a couple of weeks ago in the Adams Central game. Missed three quarters there. Didn't play last week in the loss to Holdridge. Back tonight. Shoulder injury, but he's back. Adams Central ball in the shotgun. Silverman hands it off to Bender. Maybe a yard to the 16, but not much room there for the Patriots.
Ball carrier, number
32. Spot at the 15, no gain, in fact. Second down and 10 yards to go at the 15-yard line. So no gain there for Ryan Bender. Second and 10 at the 15-yard line for Adams Central. Ryan, maybe a half yard. Second down and about 10 at the 15-yard line for Adams Central. Stein wide to the right, in the slot right is Johnson. Lindblad goes wide to the left. Overmiller in the shotgun. Bender back there with Overmiller. Tight end to the left is Huffaker. Overmiller wants to throw good production. Long to the center of the field. It's going to be incomplete, intended for Nick Stein, and incomplete. So it's going to be third and 10 at the 15-yard line. The Bison playing pretty good defense here. The Patriots in this football game, 37 yards rushing, 16 throwing the football. And the Patriots have not moved the ball. On a long drive, they have been in Bison territory a couple of times. Came away with no points. Trail 7-0, 8:08 to go in the second quarter. It's third and 10 for Adams Central after the Bison 15. The Patriots need to break a big play. Getting some momentum back here. It's third and long here, though. Third and 10 at the 15. Overmiller over center, I formation. This time, Overmiller rolls to his right, throws it back to the left. It's going to be incomplete, intended for Jake Johnson. And that one well overthrown and incomplete. And Adams Central will face a fourth and 10 at their own 15, and Nick Stein's going to have to punt from his end zone here. The incompletion there for Adams Central, 2 out of 8 throwing the football.
The
fourth and 8 at the 15 for Adams Central. And out they come, and Stein will punt. Cook receivers on their side of the 50. Stein's punt is high, not too long. Caught on the play by Ryan Powell at the 45 to the 40. Inside the 40 to the 35 of Adams Central. So Ryan Powell on the return there for the Bison and gets a good one. He returns it to the 35-yard line of Adams Central. And the return of about 10, 12 yards there by Powell, and the McCook Bison in good shape. First and 10 at the Adams Central 35-yard line. Leading here 7-0, so the defense of Adams Central asked to stop the Bison once again here. First and 10, that's a 35 of Adams Central. 7:53 to go, second quarter. 7-0 Bison. Chitwood on the toss to Yost. 35, 30, there's a flag on the play. Yost is inside the 30 to about the 25. Might have enough for a first down, but a flag behind the running play usually indicates a hold on the offense, and the officials will confer, and it is a hold on the Bison, so that 10-yard run will be nullified, and it will be a 10-yard holding penalty on the Bison from the spot of the foul. And the flag's at the 35, so it looks like it'll move it back to about the 45-yard line. And it'll be first down and about 20 yards to go for the Bison at the Patriot 35. They will mark it off from the spot of the foul, 10 yards from the 35 to the 45 of Adams Central. 10-yard penalty, first down and 20 for the Bison at the Adams Central 45-yard line. 7:45 to go, second quarter. McCook 7, Adams Central nothing. Out from the Bison in their red and black, keeping the football after faking it as Chipwood, maybe a yard or two, straight up the middle after the fake, but not much there for quarterback Matt Chipwood. Moved it to the 44, a pickup of one on the play. Second and 19 coming up. Picking down to 19 yards to go for the Bison at the Patriot 44-yard line. Clock runs with 7:11 to go in period number two. 7-0, McCook. Out come the Bison. And they have three receivers to the left. And in motion as Powell comes back across the field. Chipwood, the quarterback, rolls to his right. And he gets out of it. One tackle, throws it in the flat. It's going to be caught by the tight end of the 40. 35-30, 25-20. Catching that football is Wyatt Kane, the tight end. And Matt Chipwood got out of the tackle and completed that pass. His first completion of the night, and the Patriots had Chitwood for a big loss but couldn't hang on. It's down to the 20-yard line. A pickup of 24 yards on the play to the tight end, Kane. Move it down to the 20-yard line. A 24-yard pickup, and the Patriots should have had that tackle for a loss. There's a toss to Yost at the 20, inside the 20 to about the 17. Not much there, but after the completion, it was first and 10 at the 20. Move it to the 18, a pickup of two on the play for Brandon Yost. Second down and eight at the Patriots 18-yard line. 6:20 to go. Period number two. The Bison threatening here. Second and eight at the Patriot 18-yard line. They'll come out with one back. Brandon Yost goes to the wing. Justin Terry, the fullback, does not have the football. Chitwood has it. Gets inside the 15. Close to the 10 of the 11-yard line. Chipwood elusive there. Out of another tackle. They'll spot the football at the 12-yard line. A 6-yard gain. Third and about two. Chipwood with 71 yards rushing. Lost some yardage in passing situations. He has a 72-yard run, but 71 yards rushing on the night. But Chipwood, you take away the yardage and losses. Third and two at the 12 for the Bison. Third and two at the Patriot 12-yard line. Out they come. They stack the eye this time. Chitwood turns. Hands the football to Jake Schlager, who's in there running it down to about the 10. Schlager wears at number one. He's a sophomore. He's a 170-pounder. Played from the Wildcat in that first game against Adams. That'll move it to the 10-yard line. Jake Schlager. Official eyeballing here. It might be a first and goal. Officials are going to measure this. It's close to a first down. If it isn't, it's going to be fourth and inches. Schlager, again, he ran from the wild card and did a good job in that first game for the Bison against the Patriots. Gets his first carry here. Moves it down to first down vicinity. And they stretch the chains and eyeball it. Officials say first and goal. 2-yard gain and a first and goal at the 10-yard line. 2 yards there for Schlager. First and goal at the 10-yard line. It's right at the 10. So first and goal at the 10. 5:22 to go in the first half. 7-0 McCook. They threaten again. First and goal at the Patriot 10. Out they come in the eye to the Bison. Chipwood over center. Turns on the option. We'll keep it. Now tosses to Yost. He's in the backfield. Pulled down for a loss of about four. Ryan Bender there for Adams Central, along with Ashton Dirk, back about the 15-14 yard line, a flag on the play. Lost there for Yost 5 yards. The Patriots doing a good job stopping that run for the most part. Another flag on the play. They're talking to Adam Central. It's going to be second and goal from about the 15. Oh, we'll march off a penalty on the Bison here. Officials confer with the Patriots. Signal holding. Another 10-yard penalty. The Patriots will take it. That'll move it back from the spot of the foul back to the 25-yard line. So it's going to be first and goal at the 25. The flag at the 15 moves it back to the 25, 10-yard penalty. First and goal at the 25-yard line now for the Bison. Bison got a field goal in that first game against the Patriots, so they have a kicker. The Patriots move them back here to the 25, but it's first and goal. Handoff goes to Yost. Off tackle and guard, about four or five. He had a little bit of a hole, not a whole lot of room, but Brandon moves it down to the Patriots 21-yard line. They pick up a full on the play. Yost has 51 yards on the ground. Second and goal at the Patriots 21-yard line. Second and goal for the Bison at the Adams Central 21-yard line. 4.5 minutes. Clock runs the second quarter. 7-0 McCook. Out come the Bison in the eye. Chitwood over center. Drops straight back to throw. Pressure being pressured, just away from one defender. Runs to his left. We pushed out of bounds about the 17 or 18 inside the 20. And a third and goal coming up for the Bison. So Chitwood being pretty elusive tonight. The Patriots knocked out in the first quarter of the first meeting. Moved to the 17. Picked up four. Third down and goal at the 17-yard line of Adams Central. So the Bison, as Coach Garland wanted, working for this potential point. They had a 72-yard run, something the Patriots did not want to give up in this game, but they did in the first quarter. That's the only score of the game. Four wide receivers out on this third and goal at the 17. Chitwood over center. Will turn, looks for a receiver, wants to throw. Does on the far side. It's going to be caught for a touchdown to Ryan Powell. That ball gets through a couple of defenders and caught by Powell for a touchdown. 17-yard touchdown pass. And the Bison up here 13-0. Ryan Powell catches that ball. He got through two defenders. And Powell grabbed it and got into the end zone for the touchdown. Chitwood to try the extra point here with 4:06 to go in period number two. The ball is snapped, kicked, is partially deflected and no good. Caught there by the Patriots, but that will be no good on the extra point. That one partially blocked by the Patriots, never made it to the crossbar, and the Bison no good in the extra point, but they have scored their second touchdown, and we will take a timeout. Now the official's saying what here? There may be a penalty on Adams Central. It's a penalty on the Patriots, so they've got to kick it again or go for two, so the Patriots are going to be called for a penalty here. We'll move it half the distance by a 2-yard penalty, so the extra point will be put down about the 9-yard line. The Bison want to get up by 14. They'll not try for two from this yard and a half out. Chitwood gets another chance. The extra point from about 9 yards away. It's in the air. It's line drive kick, and it is up and good. So Chitwood converts on this one, and the extra point is good, and the Bison lead it 14-0 with 4:06 to go in the first half. It's McCook 14, Adams Central nothing. Back with the Bison kickoff in 30 seconds.
At Big G Ace, get a first down with your paint project by using Ace Essence Paint for just $15.99 a gallon. It's easy on the budget and used by those who prefer to match colors to their own project. It's available in flat, satin, and semi-gloss sheens. Let the folks at Big G Ace help you score a touchdown with your painting project. Big G Ace Hastings, where you get in, get help, get out, and get on with your life.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big G Ace.
Welcome back to McCook. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football Class B first round playoff game. Adams Central now trailing 14-0 to McCook with 4:06 to go here in the first half of play. 17-yard touchdown pass play. Matt Chitwood to Ryan Powell. And the extra point added by Chitwood. 14-0 Bison. So the Patriots are getting in a pickle here. And they need to do something before halftime. They've used one of their timeouts. But they'll get the football. They'll also get it the start period number three as they deferred the opening, winning the opening toss. But we have 4:06 to go here before halftime. 14-0 Bison. Chipwood to kick off. Foreman Cook. Again, not a wisp of wind. A beautiful night. But high school football. Chipwood, good long kick. Sends the Patriots into the end zone. They'll not return this one. And it's going to be 1st and 10 for Adams Central at their own 20-yard line. So the Patriots have only 2 pass completions for 16 yards and have not been able to run the ball very effectively. They have been in McCook territory a couple times, but no points on the night. Adams Central, 32 yards rushing and only 16 throwing. Now, McCook defense averages giving up less than 200 per game. Strong again tonight. And they'll be there right now as the Patriots come out on offense, 1st and 10 at their own 20. Overmiller over center. Sets them down. Turns, and this play starts. They whistle. The Bison might have jumped into the neutral zone there, and they're going to be whistled, it looks like, for a 5-yard penalty. It is encroachment on the Bison. 1st and 5 for the Patriots at their own 25. 5-yard penalty. That's the 5th penalty. The 35 yards on McCook. 2 penalties for 7 yards on Adams Central. 4:05 to go here in the first half. 1st and 5 at the 25-yard line. Overmiller over center. Patriots out in the I formation. Overmiller turns, hands the ball off to the running back Bender, to the 25, to the 30. Knocked down there. That might be enough for the 5 yards on the first down. We will see. It's right at the 30. It is enough for the first down. Ryan Bender picks up 5 and gets the first down for Adams Central, their 5th on the night. 1st and 10, Patriots at the 30-yard line, their own 30. They move the chains. Set the football, start the clock. 3:50 to go before halftime. Clock runs. 14-0 McCook. Johnson wide to the right. Stein wide to the left. From the 30, Patriots in the eye. Overmiller hands it off to Bender. The 30 pushes it out to about the 33. But again, not a whole lot of running room there for Adams Central. They say knee down for Ryan Bender at the 33-yard line. A pickup of 3 on the play. Up 8 yards on the night for Bender. 2nd and 7 at the 33-yard line for Adams Central. 3:15 clock runs first half. 14-0, McCook leading. McCook will be on the road if they win this. When Adams Central, if they win it, will be at home in round number 2 in the quarterfinals. Now the Patriots trying to get the play called here. Have to take a timeout here to get things together here. They're 2nd of the first half, so we'll take a timeout. 3:02 to go before halftime. McCook 14, Adams Central nothing. We'll be back in 1 minute.
It's hard enough working the land, contending with the weather, insects, and the market prices. With the Zuzu diesel irrigation power units from Husker Power Products, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Year after year, Zuzu power units are better than any other engine in the field. See your Zuzu engine dealer, Husker Power Products. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM-powered LP and natural gas high-efficiency irrigation engines. Parts and service, too. Call Dave at 463-1531 for engine service. Husker Power Products of Hastings.
And welcome back to McCook. We'll come out of this timeout with Adams Central having the football. It's 2nd and 7 at their own 33. The Patriots have used 2 of their 3 first downs. Update from Aurora in the 2nd quarter. Aurora 36, Hastings High nothing. So the Patriots losing here. The Tigers losing over in Aurora. The Tigers facing a second half running of the clock. They don't score and that, before that half's over. 36-0 Aurora. It's 14-0 McCook here with 3:02 to go. 2nd and 7 Patriots. They come out in the shotgun with Overmiller, the quarterback. Handing the ball off to Jake Johnson, comes to the near side of the 35, to the 40, keeps his feet out past the 40, has a first down, a nice run there by Jake Johnson, has a first down for Adams Central. Here's it from the 33-yard line to the 42, picked up 9 on the play. A successful play for the Patriots, coming from the wingback spot in motion, Jake Johnson getting the handoff and running the football. Take his rush for 25 yards, gets the first down there, 1st and 10 at the Patriots 42. The Patriots with 2:45 to go and 1 timeout will putting it into final two-minute mode here, the way it looks. Orman across the middle is caught on the play. The catch there by Jake Johnson. Johnson on the catch from the 42-yard line out to the 49, a pickup of 7 on the play. Johnson catch there for 7. Second and 3 at the 49-yard line of Adams Central. But again, each yard has been tough for the Patriots tonight. Good playing, pretty good defense. The Patriots haven't put any points on the board. 2:09 to go before halftime. Overmiller over center. The roll back. Wants to throw. Near sideline. Tosses it up. It's going to be caught by Nick Stein. And a touchdown. There's a flag on the play. We'll see if this is interference on the defense or the offense. Nick Stein catches the ball for a 51-yard touchdown. And we'll see what the play is. There's a flag on the play at the 15 where that ball was caught by Nick Stein. It looks like it's on the defense. McCook is not arguing. They're going back. Offensive pass interference. They point to first. Now they point to the defense. It's on the defense, and it will be a touchdown before Adams Central. So defensive pass interference on the Bison will be declined. It's a 51-yard touchdown pass. That will stand. Overmiller to Stein, and the Patriots on the board, and that's the big play that Adams Central needed to get back in this football game. 1:58 to go before halftime. Kyle Goldenstein will try the extra point here for the Patriots. It's 14-6. Stein with the extra point try out of the hold of Jake Johnson. So a big play there and a big touchdown for Adams Central. There's the kick. A whistle before the kick. Got a lot of whistles as plays have been beginning here. And there is an offside on the Bison, moving it down to about the yard-and-a-half line. So an indication, a offside on the Bison, of a 2-yard penalty, moves it down to inside the 2. What the Patriots want to do here, they may try for 2 here, go the extra point route, move it to about the 1.5-yard line. Adams Hunter will try the extra point from about the 9-yard line or so. Al Goldenstein will try to make this a 7-point game. Goldenstein will try the extra point after the Patriots' first touchdown of this football game. There's a bad snap. He goes back, and Goldenstein has to go back for it. And the football is going to be down there, touched by the Patriots. The extra point no good on the bad snap there. So it's an 8-point football game. The extra point never got off the ground, so we'll take a timeout with 1:58 to go before halftime. It's McCook 14, Adams Central 6, back in 30 seconds.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
14-6 now, McCook leading Adams Central, but the Patriots get on the board, and maybe that's a momentum builder. We still have 1:58 to go here before halftime, and McCook has 2 timeouts left. As you are listening to high school football tonight here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. We are in McCook. It's the Class B first-round state football playoff. It's 14-6 Bison. They're going to get the football after this Goldenstein kickoff. The Patriots not handled the snap on the extra point, had to run the football down. And so get only the 6 out of that play. And the ball was on the 1.5-yard line after the offside on McCook, but the Patriots elected to go for the 1, but do not succeed there. Goldenstein's kick is high and received it about the 17-yard line by the Bison coming this way and pulled down about the 28-yard line with the return of Bumball and a good defensive kickoff play by Zachary Thomas. Brett Bumball returned that football only about 5 yards to the 28-yard line. So we'll see what the Bison want to do, 1st and 10. At their own 28-yard line. They have 2 timeouts, 1:53 to go. So they have a lot of time here. They have only 2 football completions, but 1 went for a touchdown in this game. Chitwood will be over center. 1:53 to go. It's 14-6 Vikings. They come out in the eye. Shipwood, the quarterback, will turn, toss it to Yost. Yost at the 25 to the 30. Pull down there, maybe a yard or two. Did he fumble the football? Looks like he did. They're scrambling around for it. Still trying to get that football. The Patriots do not have it. The Bison do. It was a fumble. Looks like Justin Terry, the fullback, got on the football back at the 23-yard line. It turns out to be a 5-yard loss. Yost fumbled it, but Terry recovered for the Bison. Turns out to be a 5-yard loss on the play. And it's 2nd and 15, and the Bison avoid a disaster there late in the first half. The Patriots would have had that football inside the Bison 25-yard line. It's 2nd and 15 now at the 23-yard line. Clock runs with 1:06 to go, and the Bison may say, we're not going to put this ball in the air. We'll see. Handoff goes to the fullback. A little bit of running room. Hagan makes the tackle. Brandon Hagan on the defense. Justin Terry carries it out to the 30. He picks up 7. So a 7-yard pickup there by Terry. It's 3rd and 8 at the 30. 45 seconds to go, and the Bison don't look like they want to throw that football. They would like to maybe run one more play. The Patriots could stop it one more time. Adam Center would probably like to do that. They have to stop the Bison here on this 3rd and 8, force them to punt. At the 30, Chitwood over center, 23 seconds, clock run first half. Chitwood now drops back, wants to throw, avoids one tackler. Hageman after him again. Chitwood will keep it, fumbles the football. It's recovered by Adam Center on the near sideline, but is it inbound? Yes, it is. So Adam Center recovers that fumble about the 31-yard line. Hageman on the tackle. Chitwood fumbled it away. Adam Central has it with 12 seconds to go. On the fumble recovery, the Patriots get it on about the 31-yard line of McCook. The Patriots have 12 seconds and what? One timeout. Adam Central with a chance to score here very late in the first half. As Chitwood fumbled that football on the tackle of Brandon Hageman, the Patriots recovered on the near sideline, have the ball on the McCook 31-yard line. They send 4 wide receivers to the left. Bender, Stein, Johnson, and Fowler. Over Miller all alone in the backfield. And there's a whistle before this one can come off. The Bison were going to rush, but they called a timeout before that play. They saw the 4 wide receivers on the far sideline. McCook takes a timeout. We'll take one with 12 seconds to go. McCook 14, Adams Central 6, back in 30 seconds.
Buy 2, get 2 free. Right now at your area CPI Mr. Tire, buy 2 Quiet Riding Cooper Xeon 2XS, the great handling tire that brings fun back to driving. Buy 2, get 2 free. It sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. While quantities last, along with free rotation, mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty, only at your area CPI Mr. Tire.
McCook, Adam Central catching a break here late in the first half. Have the football at the McCook 31-yard line. They have 12 seconds and one timeout. McCook taking that last timeout. Patriots will, there's a snap. It goes past the quarterback Overmiller. He has to run back and get the football. Both that it's going to be intercepted on the play at the 33-yard line. What a wild play there. The snap goes past the quarterback, Matt Overmiller. He has to run all the way back to about the 45-yard line of the Patriots and just throws the football, intercepted by the Bison with 5 seconds to go. So Adam Center will turn that football over, their second of the night, and McCook has it at their own 34-yard line. So Matt Overmiller had to run that football down. That kind of got up and turned and just kind of threw the football, and it went right to a Bison, and he intercepted at the 34-yard line. And the Bison will come out pretty tight in this formation here. This could be the final play. And taking a knee is Matt Chitwood. And Coach Jeff Grill says, let's get this first half over. The teams will go to the locker room. We played the first half of this football game. Class B state football, first round. Here in McCook. It's the McCook Bison at halftime, leading the Adams Central Patriots Bison 14, Adams Central 6. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
With Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
How smart is the new 2011 John Deere 8R Series tractor? Smart enough to call you on your cell phone or send you an email. Smart enough to make steering more comfortable. Smart enough to get you in the most efficient operating mode to help you save fuel and improve productivity. And best of all, smart enough to make IT4 emissions compliance hassle-free and worry-free. That's why we call the new 8R Series the Smart Machine. See the new 8R Series tractors at Samuelson Equipment in Hastings and Red Cloud, your fourth generation John Deere dealer.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Welcome back to McCook. We're at halftime of this Class B first-round state football playoff game. It's McCook 14, Adams Central 6 in a first half of play. The Adams Central Patriots with a couple of visits into McCook territory in the first quarter but could not put any points on the board. And the McCook Bison then scored the first touchdown of the game on a Matt Chitwood 72-yard touchdown run. Some big plays in this football game. That was the first big one that goes for a score. Chitwood, a 72-yard run. He kicks the extra point. The Bison led 7-0 after the first quarter. Matt Chitwood, the quarterback for the Bison, in the second quarter, finds Ryan Powell for a 17-yard pass play. That ball getting through two defenders into double coverage to throw. But Chitwood completes it to Powell, and he goes into the end zone for the touchdown for 17 yards and the extra point added. It was 14-0 with 4:06 to go. But Adams Central gets the football back after that second touchdown, and the Patriots get on the board. A 51-yard pass play touchdown. Matt Obermiller throwing to Nick Stein for the touchdown. The extra point try was no good, as the Patriots have a snap there that could not be received. The ball never kicked, and the Patriots did not get the kick off, and the point was no good. It was 14-6 at that point, 1:58 to go. The Patriots recovered a fumble after the McCook 31-yard line with 12 seconds to go, but their only play after that ended up being a bad snap to the shotgun quarterback, Pat Obermiller, and Obermiller had to go into his own territory to retrieve the football and threw an interception on the play, and McCook put the knee down after that, and the first half was over. But Adams Central back in the game with that touchdown pass. It's now 14-6 here at halftime. But the Patriots, again, having a problem running the football on this football game. 49 yards on the ground. The Patriots ended up with about 50 total in that first game with the Bison, and yardage on the ground hard to come by again for the Patriots. They've rushed for 49. They've thrown for 74. They have 123 total yards. Some of the big running plays for the Bison. Of course, Matt Chitwood, the quarterback, 72-yard touchdown run for 72 of their 132 yards rushing. And Brandon Yost had a 36-yard run in the first quarter. So two plays right there, 108 yards rushing. And total in that first half for the Bison was 132. They threw for 41. They have 173 total yards. The Patriots have 123. So the McCook defense played so well all season, playing well again here tonight. Two turnovers on the Patriots and one on McCook in the contest. And McCook leads it here at halftime by the score of 14-6. We will take a little break here, and when we return, we'll give you some individual numbers and some more of those team totals after this timeout here at halftime. It's McCook 14, Adams Central 6. We'll be back in another 2 minutes.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much, and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Winter, it'll be here before we know it, but this year you can be ready. Check out the new Snapper snow throwers at Jeans Repair and Sales, from compact models to heavy-duty units that can throw snow into the next county. Jeans Repair and Sales has them in stock, and for 12 months same as cash, it's like getting 1 year of snow service on us. Visit Jeans Repair and Sales for Snapper preseason savings and beat winter to the punch. Jeans Repair and Sales, 820 West 17th Street in Hastings. Participating dealers only. Ask for complete details.
And welcome inside the KHAS Sports Studios, the ESPN Superstation Sports Studios as well. Tyson Evronik with you here, updating you on just a few games going on right now in the Class B on the west side of the bracket. Right now at the half, it's Aurora with a 43-0 lead over the Hastings High Tigers. Beatrice leads Holdridge as well by the score of 34-7. That game is at the half, Beatrice leading Holdridge there. And Crete shut out Scott's Bluff tonight. That game is a final score. Crete wins by the score of 42-0. Blaine, back out to you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tyson. Welcome back to McCook. It's 14-6 here at halftime. Adams Central trailing the McCook Bison in the first half of play. The Patriots with one touchdown. I'm at Overmiller to Nick Stein, 51-yard pass play. Late in that first half, got the Patriots back in the ballgame. And it's 14-6 in favor of McCook here at halftime. Checking some of the numbers, as Tyson was just telling us about some of the other action here tonight. Crete has already won tonight, and Hastings High getting pummeled at Aurora by the score of 43-0 at halftime. They'll have a running clock over there in Aurora in a playoff game later on today or tonight. It's 43-0 in favor of Aurora at halftime over the Hastings High Tigers. Here in this one, the Patriots finding the yardage hard to come by on the ground. Ryan Bender's rushed for 8 yards. Jake Johnson for 25 yards for Adams Central. Kyle Cutterford, the fullback, 2 carries for 4. And Matt Overmiller, the cornerback, has rushed for 12 for the Patriots. 4 completions for Overmiller for 74 yards throwing. 2 catches for 58 for Nick Stein and a touchdown. 1 catch for Ryan Bender for 9. 1 catch for Jake Johnson for 7 yards in the first half. Unofficially, the Patriots, 49 yards rushing, 74 yards passing, 123 total yards in that first half and 1 touchdown. For the Bison of McCook, 46 yards on the ground for Brandon Yost. Justin Terry has 6 yards. Quarterback Matt Chitwood has rushed for 75 yards and a touchdown. Jake Schlager, 1 carry for 2, and also 1 carry and 3 yards for Keldon Osterman for the Bison. They have only 2 pass completions. The tight end has caught one of those balls, Wyatt Kane, for 24 yards. Ryan Powell caught 1 for 17, and his catch for 17 was for a touchdown. And unofficially, 132 yards rushing for the Bison, 41 throwing, 173 total yards for the Bison in the first half. And they have a couple of touchdowns. Quarterback Matt Chitwood runs for 1, throws for 1. Matt Overmiller finds Nick Stein on a 51-yard pass play for the Patriots. It's 14-6 here at halftime, with McCook leading Adams Central. Again, Crete has defeated Scott's Bluff. I believe Tyson said that was 42-0, but Crete has already won the first-round Class B game. And Hastings High losing to Holdridge, 43-0 at half. Excuse me, losing to Aurora. Hastings High losing to Aurora at halftime, 43-0, so a long night for the Tigers at Aurora, and they will be going into that second half down 43-0. Here at halftime, it's McCook 14, Adams Central 6. Will take another timeout, and when we return, we'll have more halftime information for you after this two-minute timeout.
Roush Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roush Commercial Builders work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roush Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
Professional service, financial strength, and stability. Just three ways to describe Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance works for you, providing the right coverage for you and your family. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, serving you for more than 100 years. That's stability. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, 2203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings, with locations in Hastings, Kearney, and Omaha. Call 402-463-2461 for an insurance proposal today.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
And welcome back to McCook. It's 14-6, Bison over the Patriots here at halftime of this high school football Class B first round game. Patriots getting some life here late in the first half on a long touchdown pass and got a fumble and recovered at the 31-yard line. Only had 12 seconds to work with, could not score. And Adams Central trails by 8, but they will get the football to start the third quarter. So we've got ourselves a ball game here in McCook with the winner advancing to round number two next Friday, the Class C quarterfinals. Class C has 16 teams in their field of playoff teams, so they have to play four games to win a state championship, win four to win a state championship, while the Class C and D teams have to play five games to get to a championship, and the championship game would be their fifth. So 16 teams in Class B, and Hastings ties at Aurora, and the Tigers are losing tonight at halftime 43-0, so certainly looks like, and Aurora will move on in Class B. They're the number two seed in the West. Number one seed in the West, Crete, has won tonight already over Scott Bluff, so Crete has moved into the quarterfinals, and Aurora is going to against Hastings High tonight. The Tigers having a long evening with 43-0 at halftime, so they'll have a running clock in the second half of that football game tonight at Aurora with Hastings High and Aurora. That game, by the way, is on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio. The winner here will get Aurora next Friday, the way things are panning out here. The winner will get the winner of that Aurora-Hastings High game, and Aurora with the big lead at halftime. If Adams Central comes back and wins this game, Adams Central will host Aurora. If McCook wins this football game, McCook will travel to Aurora. Both home teams will win tonight, but Aurora has more playoff points. McCook would have to go to Aurora next Friday. So McCook cannot be at home next week if they win this one. The Patriots will be at home if they can come back and win this Class B football playoff first-round game. Of course, other playoffs will be continuing in Classes C and D next Wednesday. All of their next-round games are Wednesday, including Hastings St. Cecilia playing at Donovan Trumbull in C2. That's going to be a 6:30 football game in Donovan next Wednesday. We'll have it for you on 1230 KHAS Radio, our sister station, St. Cecilia, at Donovan Trumbull in the Class C2 second round next Wednesday at 6:30. We also expect to have the Gildner Hornets in Class D2 their second round game. Also, it looks like on 1230 KHS. Again, we'll give you all these finalized plans when they are finalized, but we'll have the Giltner game. We expect to have the Blue Hill contest on next Wednesday. They'll be home to Cambridge in the Class C2, the second round after Blue Hill's win last night. But, of course, we'll follow all our local and area teams on our family of stations, the Platte River Radio, all the way through the playoffs, through the state championships this season. We'll take our final timeout here before halftime. When we return, we'll have period number 3. It's McCook 14, Adams Central 6. Back with the third quarter in 2 minutes.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Junietta, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta.
At Big G Ace, get a first down with your paint project by using Ace Essence Paint for just $15.99 a gallon. It's easy on the budget and used by those who prefer to match colors to their own project. It's available in flat, satin, and semi-gloss sheens. Let the folks at Big G Ace help you score a touchdown with your painting project. Big G Ace Hastings, where you get in, get help, get out, and get on with your life.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big G Ace.
How smart is the new 2011 John Deere 8R Series tractor? Smart enough to call you on your cell phone or send you an email. Smart enough to make steering more comfortable. Smart enough to get you in the most efficient operating mode to help you save fuel and improve productivity. And best of all, smart enough to make IT4 emissions compliance hassle-free and worry-free. That's why we call the new 8R Series the Smart Machine. See the new 8R Series tractors at Samuelson Equipment in Hastings and Red Cloud, your fourth generation John Deere dealer.
Well, welcome back to McCook, Nebraska. We're at halftime. Halftime just about over here with the McCook Bison leading the Adams Central Patriots by the score of 14-6. Adams Central won the opening toss, deferred until the second half. So, of course, the Patriots are going to take the football to begin this third quarter. They're down here by 8 points. McCook scoring on a Matt Chitwood, the quarterback running for 72 yards and a touchdown in the first quarter. 7-0 Bison after one. Chitwood to Ryan Powell, a 17-yard pass play. Extra point added by Chitwood again. It's 14-0 Bison. But the Patriots come back and score late in the first half with 1:56 to go. Matt Obermiller passing to Nick Stein, a 51-yard pass play. The extra point was not kicked because the Patriots didn't get it down to be kicked. One of the mistakes of the first half by Adams Central. So they lost that chance for that point there. And 14-6 is the score. So it's an 8-point ball game. The first game was 15-14 McCook. We're expecting that we get a pretty low scoring game. Defensive battle again. Big plays there by McCook. That big touchdown run and the big pass play. The Patriots get one big play on the 51-yard pass play for a touchdown. So the defenses have been tested. For the most part, they have risen to the occasion. The yardage has been kind of tough, especially on the ground for both teams. You take away that 72-yard run by quarterback Chitwood, and only 60 yards on the ground for McCook. So the yardage has been hard come by. The defenses rising to the occasion tonight. The Patriots down by 8. The Bison will kick off from left to right, west to east. On your radio dial here at McCook Field, a beautiful field, and big crowd on hand for this first round Class B game. The Patriots down by 8. Matt Chitwood to kick off for the Bison. Jake Johnson, Nick Stein back to receive for Adams Central. Again, the Patriots have lost the services a bit tonight. If Jake Fowler, a hurt ankle, he's played some plays, but hasn't been able to play in the backfield or return kicks or punts here tonight. He has played a few plays. Johnson gets the football to 10, to 20, up to the 25, had a hole there, and it was quickly closed, and J- Johnson looked like he might break that open, but got it out to about the 27-yard line. And that's where the Patriots will start. And we'll see what happens on this first series for the Adams Central Patriots. Down here 14-6, second half of this first round. State Class B football playoffs. The playoffs here. Win and move on. That's the objective. Lose, your football season is over. Starting last night through the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Those are the championship days of the Monday and Tuesday before Thanksgiving again this season. That's when the high school football season will end. So we got 3 weeks of football to go. The Patriots come out first and 10 with the quarterback Matt Overmiller in the shotgun for the Patriots. Ryan Bender, Kyle Cutterford back there. Overmiller keeps it to the 30, to the 35-yard line, still on his feet, to the 37-yard line. With a snap there to Overmiller, and the quarterback keeper moves the football out to the 37-yard line, real close to a first down, 9.5 or 10 yards. And the officials are going to stop the clock and measure this one. It's going to be a couple inches short or 10 yards and a first down to start this second half. First play from scrimmage there by Adam Settle. Quarterback keeper there, Overmiller, from the shotgun, took the football and took off. Stretch the chains, and it's a first down for Adams Central. 10-yard pickup and a first down for Matt Overmiller. Matt Overmiller's rushed for 22 yards on the evening. First and 10 Patriots now on their own 37-yard line. Adams Central with the football, trying to go in for a score that would move them to within 2 points of the Bison. We're just underway in period number three. Patriots will send Nick Stein wide to the left, Jake Johnson in the slot left. Overmiller, the quarterback, sends Ryan Bender wide to the right. Kyle Cutterford, the fullback, will stay in the backfield with Overmiller in the shotgun for the Patriots. Overmiller will take the snap, run it again to the 40, to the 43-yard line. Good pickup there. The Patriots not running out of the eye with the quarterback over center and not pulling out of the shotgun yet. And Overmiller, the Patriots trying to get by that first wave of Bison at the line of scrimmage, going right at the Bison to start this second half. 6 yards there for Overmiller, second down, and four at the 43-yard line. Past the 42, just short of the 43. Cutterford now comes out, and Jake Fowler checks in for Adam Sickle. Adrian Fowler goes wide to the left. Looks like he's a bit uncertain of the play, but he's wide to the left now out here. Overmiller in the shotgun, fakes it to Bender, wants to go. Overmiller now keeps the football to the 40. 45 to midfield, 45-40, cuts back, tripped up inside the 40. Overmiller is down about the 37-yard line. A good gain there by Matt Overmiller. He runs it from his own 43-yard line to the 38-yard line. A 19-yard pickup there by Overmiller. He's rushed down for 47. Back 35 already this half for Matt on three straight carries. First and 10 at the 38-yard line. 19-yard pickup there by Overmiller. Another Patriot first down. First and 10 at the McCook 38. Adam Central trying to start the second half on a drive to get back closer in the football game. Kyle Cutter for the fullback, an 85 inside the 35-yard line. He'll spot at the 34. Pick up a 4 for Kyle Cutter. He's rushed 3 times for 8 yards, second and 6 at the McCook 34. Overmiller comes over to the sideline, talks with Coach Bill Carlin, now back to the huddle with the play. 9:45, clock runs third quarter. 14-6, McCook Patriots starting it at their own 27 and moved it to the McCook 34. They started well in the first quarter, got into McCook territory a couple of times, but couldn't score, and fell behind. Overmiller takes the direct snap, keeps the football, not much room there. Maybe 2 to the 32. So it's going to be third down on one of those 4 or 5 yard plays. They'll spot it at the 33, a gain of 1. Third and about 5 yards to go for the Patriots at the McCook 32.5-yard line. We'll call it the 33. And the Patriots will have a third down. 3 minutes gone, 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Third and about 5 at the 33 for Adams Central. Two wide receivers to the left, key play in this football game. Patriots third and 5. Handoff now The option play goes to Fowler. Fowler has maybe a yard to the 32. On the option, Jake Fowler carries to the 32, but it's going to be fourth and about 4 yards to go. A 1 yard gain there on the first carry for Fowler on the option play. Fourth and four at the 32-yard line inside the 32. In the 32 and the 31 will give Fowler 2 yards on the play, so it's going to be fourth and about 3 at the 31. They'll call it the 31, fourth and 3 yards to go for Adams Central at the McCook 31-yard line. So here we go, fourth and 3 at the 31. 8:09 to go, clock runs. A big fourth down play, and the shotgun is over Miller. Gets the football, fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, throws it in the flat. It's going to be caught by Nick Stein. He goes down inside the 20, but a nice catch there by Stein, and a first down for Adams Central. Stein with the catch there moves the football from the 31 of McCook on that fourth down play to the 20-yard line, a pickup of 11 and a first down, the third catch of the night for Nick Stein for 69 yards and one touchdown, first and 10 at the 20. The completion over Miller to Stein gets 11 and a first down. So the Patriots on that fourth down play convert. First and 10 at the 20-yard line of McCook. 7:57 to go in period number three. 14-6 McCook. The snap to Overmiller. Hands the ball off to Jake Johnson. This play worked effectively in the first half. Johnson to the 15, to the 10, inside the 5, gets close to the pylon in the end zone. Touchdown. Jake Johnson, 20-yard touchdown run. Coming from the wing, taking the direct handoff from Matt Overmiller, and Jake Johnson runs 20 yards for a touchdown, and it's 14-12. So Jake Johnson got to the pylon, got into the end zone on the 20-yard TD run. Adams Central now. Officials take a timeout here. Johnson, who got in the end zone, got tackled there. It's up a little slowly, comes to the near sideline. Will the Patriots try for two to tie it? Kick the extra point. Looks like they're going to try for two. Here to try to tie this football game with 7:49 to go. The Patriots down now by two, 14-12. And they'll come out from the 3-yard line to try for two to tie this football game. They'll come out in the I formation. Fowler's on the wing right. Overmiller over center. Double. A one tight end. Overmiller rolls to his right, throws it into the end zone. It's going to be wide, the receiver, and incomplete. Nick Stein, the intended receiver, so the try for two is no good. But the Patriots score in their first possession of the second half. It's McCook 14, Adams Central 12, back with the Patriots kickoff in 30 seconds.
It's hard enough working the land, contending with the weather, insects, and the market prices. With the Zuzu diesel irrigation power units from Husker Power Products, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Year after year, Zuzu power units are better than any other engine in the field. See your Zuzu engine dealer, Husker Power Products. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM-powered LP and natural gas high-efficiency irrigation engines. Parts and service, too. Call Dave at 463-1531 for engine service. Husker Power Products of Hastings.
Adams Central strikes first in the second half. 8 plays, 73-yard drive, 20-yard touchdown run. Jake Johnson, try for two, no good. McCook 14, Adams Central 12, 7:49 to go, third quarter. We have a ball game here. Patriots gain that momentum late in the first half, continue it the early part of period number three. Now we'll see what kind of defense the Patriots can play here. Down now by only two. They were down 14-0. Goldenstein will kick the football off. A line drive kick bounces at about the 20-yard line. Picked up there, Schlager, the 25, to the 30, to about the 35-yard line. Good return there by Jake Schlager. And the Bison will start there. Pretty good field position there. First possession of period number three, first and 10, at their own 34-yard line. The Patriots now will come out on defense. First and 10 at the 34 for McCook. Matt Chitwood, the junior quarterback, with a long touchdown run. One of those big plays that usually determine a football game in the first quarter for a touchdown. Chitwood at quarterback. Terry and Yost in the I formation. Handoff goes to Brandon Yost. Good hold of the 40. 45-yard line. To about midfield. Yost runs hard. Good hold there. And a first down. from the 34. Yost moves it out to midfield, a 16-yard pickup there for Brandon Yost. He's rushed for 62 yards, first and 10, at close to midfield for the Bison. So their first play from scrimmage this half, this 16-yard run. 7:30 to go, third quarter. First and 10, Bison at midfield. And Moses Powell comes this way, Ryan Powell. Chitwood turns, hands off to Yost, another pretty good hole. The offensive line here on the push for McCook. Adam Summer got that in their first possession. Ball down to the 43-yard line. A pickup of 7 on the play there by Brandon Yost. He gets 7. Second and 3. 44-yard line. Pickup of 6 on the play. Second and 4. Second and 4 at the Patriot 44-yard line for McCook. Chitwood over center. Turns, fakes the handoff, rolls to his left, wants to throw. We'll keep the football 45-40. First down, 35 to the 30-yard line. And a first down there. Matt Chitwood runs for a McCook first down from the Patriot 44. They'll spot the football at the 31. A pickup of 13 there. Chitwood gets 13 and a first down for the Bison of the Patriot 31. 14 to 12, McCook leading. One possession apiece this second half. In the shotgun this time, Jake Schlager will take the football from the Wildcat, and he's pulled down there. Looks like Ashton Dirksen there pulls down Schlager in the Wildcat, just takes the direct snap, and the running back pulled down about the 33, lost 2 on the play. Schlager loses 2 there. And it's 2nd and 12, Bison at the Patriot 33. Again, big series for both these teams here. The Bison up by 2. The Patriots have the momentum. The Bison trying to get that momentum back. 2nd and 12 at the Patriot 33. Wide receiver Cody Girdle in motion. Chitwood hands off to Yost. Pretty good hole over center and guard. Gets it all the way down near the 21. And the Bison getting that push on the offensive line right there. Down to the 21-yard line, a pickup of 12 there for Yost. And it's going to be third and short.
Number 21, Brandon Yost.
Third and 1, we'll call it at the 22, so. A 10 and about a 10.5-yard pickup. Third and 1, we'll call it at the 22-yard line. For the Bison, now they come flip backs this time. Chitwood over center, 5:35 to go third quarter. Chitwood turns, hands it off to the big fella. Justin Terry rolls his way to about the 15 and a first down. But Justin Terry can't be stopped there. He picked up about 7 down to the 15-yard line. First and 10 at the Patriots 15-yard line. So the Bison take over in their own 34 after the Patriots put a long drive together. Adam Central trying to keep the Bison out of the end zone. First and 10 at the 15. Out they come in the eye. Chitwood, the quarterback, over center. Man in motion is Powell. Comes this way towards the near sideline. Handing the ball off to Yost. Hit at the line there. Bounces forward for maybe a yard or two. Not much gain there, but the Bison are running a lot of clock. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Down to the 14, a pickup of 1 on the play. Second and 9 for the Bison at the Patriot 14-yard line. It's McCook 14, Adams Central 12. Clock runs with 4:50 to go in period number 3. First possession of this half for the Bison. Matt Chitwood, the quarterback, over center. I formation, 2 wide receivers. Chitwood on the option. Tosses it to Yost, to the 15, to the 10. Hit down about the 8-yard line. A good option play there by the Bison. Brandon Yost runs it to about the 9 or 8-yard line. They'll spot it at the 9. Pick up of 5. Going to be 3rd and 4 at the 9-yard line. 3rd and 4 at the 9-yard line for the Bison at the Patriot 9. 4:11, clock run, third quarter. 3rd and 4 at the 9-yard line. Flipbacks now, Yost and Terry behind quarterback Chitwood for the Bison. Chitwood on the toss to Yost. He's at the 10. He's near the 6, has a first down. Are close to it, 6 or 5, maybe 4th down coming up here. About a yard short. 3-yard pickup there for Yost. Down to the 6, it's going to be 4th and a yard. fourth and about one at the six-yard line. Two people come in from the far sideline, from the Cook far sideline. Some more bulk maybe up front. Fourth and a yard at the Patriots' six. The McCook trying to answer Adams Central. They have a two-point lead. They're driving. Going to try a field goal now, in fact. Bison going to try for three to go up here by five. This is going to be about a 23-yard attempt. Chitwood kicking it. They take the football. Coming over the near side, fumble. He will get to the 10. He'll get inside the 5. He'll get into the end zone for the touchdown. The fake field goal, and Brian Bumball, the senior, will run it in from 6 yards out and a touchdown for the McCook Bison. So the fake field goal there, not a big surprise, as the Bison were up by two. But Bumball gets it into the end zone. He had the first down. Got it all the way into the end zone for the touchdown on the 6 yard run. Chitwood to try the extra point here. The Bison up 20-12. They're up by eight. Big extra point here. Chitwood's kick is up, and it is up, and it is good. So it's a two score game. 21-12. The Bison lead it now with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. McCook 21, Adams Central 12. We're back in 30 seconds.
And Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
And welcome back to McCook. It's now 21-12. Each team has scored in this third quarter. The Bison had the extra point. They're up by nine now, so it's a two-score game. The fake field goal there, and no big surprise there. But Brad Bumball got it into the end zone from 6 yards out. And the Bison never intended to try the field goal there. It was a fake field goal all the way, and the kicker, Chitwood, the quarterback, hands the ball off to Bumball. Bumball, and he got into the end zone for the touchdown. And the six-yard play makes it 21-12 with the extra point. So it's a nine-point ball game, and Chitwood to kick off. Does long this time to Stein. Nick Stein at the 10-yard line drops it. Has to pick it up. Does it 15 to the 20. Out to near the 24-yard line, and that's where Adams Central will start. First down and 10 yards to go on their own 24-yard line. That's where the Patriots will start. They're down by nine here. They were down by eight at halftime. Patriots went right down the field and score, but the Bison come right back and score. 66-yard drive by the Bison, and the fake field goal, 6 yard run by Brad Bumball. And it's 21-12 with 3:03 to go here in the third quarter. Patriots first and 10 at their own 24-yard line. Overmiller in the shotgun. So Adams Central needs to score twice in some fashion here. Handing the ball off, it goes to Bender. Bender out to about the 27. 3 yards maybe there for Ryan Bender on the first down play. Second and about seven at the 27 for Adams Central. Pick up a three. Second and seven for the Patriots at their own 27.
27-yard line.
Aurora now leading Hastings High 43-16 in the third quarter. So the Tigers with a couple of scores in the third quarter, but Aurora still with a big lead, 43-16 over Hastings High in that first round Class B game in Aurora. Wilbermiller throws as he's hit. Incomplete, intended for Nick Stein. Incomplete there, third down, and 7 yards to go at the 27-yard line. Third and seven at the 27 for the Patriots. Patriots will come out, face a third down and 7 yards to go. McCook leading by the score of 21-12. In the shotgun is Matt Overmiller for the Patriots. Three wide receivers to the right side of the field. Overmiller rolls to his right, throws it back to Bender on the screen. He's at the 25, no blocking there. And Bender will give out to about the 27, maybe the 28 on that screen pass, but a very short gain there. Adam Central is going to be forced to punt. football out to the 28, a pickup of only one on the play on the catch there by Bender. And it's going to be fourth down and six at the 28-yard line for the Adams Central Patriots, and they will punt the football. Nick Stein will drop back into punt formation. 1:50, clock runs, third quarter. Stein on the punt, gets the football away, bounces inside McCook territory, inside the 40, gets the Patriot bounce inside the 35 to the 34, down there by Adams Central. So McCook will take over first and 10 at their own 34-yard line. Each team scores once this quarter. Patriots stop in their second possession. McCook leading by 9 with 1:40 to go in period number 3. First and 10 for the Bison at their own 34-yard line. Out they come, the red and black of the McCook Bison. Red, white, and black. White numeral, white trim, black pants, red shirts, red helmets. The white on the helmets. There's a handoff to Yost to the 40, to the 43. Good gain there. Brandon Yost getting some yards this second half. Behind that offensive line of the McCook Bison, it's out to the 43-yard line, a pickup of 9 on the play for Yost, and he's rushed for 98 yards in this game. Clock continues to run in the third quarter, 1:18. Either team has used a timeout this quarter. Second and a yard for the Bison at their own 43-yard line. Adam Central needs to put the clamps on here. They cannot fall behind by any more points. They're down by 9. Chipwood keeps the football on the third and short, has the first down past the 45. Matt Chidwood on the quarterback keeper right over the center and left guard to the 46-yard line. Got 3 in a first down. 91 yards for Chidwood. 98 for Brandon Yost. First and 10 at the 46 for McCook. Move the chain. Spot the football. Start the clock. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. McCook 21, Adams Central 12. First and 10, Bison at their own 46-yard line. I formation this time, two wide receivers out, one to the left, one to the right. Chipwood sends a man in motion, Ryan Powell, comes this way, now goes back the other way. And the football off to Justin Terry, the fullback, maybe 2 to the 48. Short gain there by the fullback, the 200-pounder, the junior, Justin Terry. And the Bison will not have to snap the football anymore if they don't want to. The pass, second and 8 at the 48. Terry gets 2, and that might have been the last play of the third quarter, 15 seconds to go. Jeff Gross and the McCook Bison probably telling his ball club, yeah, let that clock run out. We don't have to snap it. We're ahead by 9. And the Bison will let the clock run out in the third quarter, and that will be the end of three quarters of play here in this Class B first-round state football game. After 3, McCook 21, Adams Central 12 will have the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Begin here. This is the Class B State High School Football Playoff first round game here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Blaine Buell's with you. Good football game tonight. McCook leading Adams Central by the score of 21-12. Each team putting up a touchdown in the third quarter. Adams Central down 14-6 at halftime. So 73 yards and scores to make it 14-12. The try for 2 was no good. McCook then returns the favor, a 66-yard drive, and a fake field goal results in a touchdown. Brad Bumbaugh runs it 6 yards for the touchdown off the fake field goal for the Bison. They kick the extra point and lead by 9, 21-12 after 3. McCook has the football to start the fourth quarter. They have a second down and 8 yards to gain for a first down at their own 48-yard line. Out they come to the Bison. Chipwood, their quarterback. Terry and Yost in the eye for the Bison. Danny Moses, Girdle, Cody Girdle for the Bison. Patriots jump offside. So the cadence there by Chitwood, a little different than normal, and Adam Central will be called, it looks like, for a five-yard penalty, and they are. Only the third penalty on the Patriots. That's going to make it second down and 3 yards to go at the Adam Central 47-yard line for the Bison. The five-yard walk-off on Adam Central as they head west here to the Bison in this fourth quarter. Second and 3 now at the Patriot 47-yard line. Here come the Bison. Chitwood will be over center this time. First play of the fourth quarter. And in motion, Chitwood, the quarterback, will turn, hand it off to Yost. Yost with that burst to the 45. He gets up ahead of steam, and he's quick. Got about 2 that time. Only needed 3 for a first down. Be a little short at that. Got about 2 of the 3. The Patriot 45. Brandon with 100 yards unofficially on the ground with that 2-yard carry. Third and a yard for the Bison at the Patriot 45-yard line. Early in period number 4, McCook 21, Adam Central 12. Patriots 6-3 on the year, but their losses to this McCook team and number 1 and number 2, Aurora and Crete, earlier in the season. Patriots with another stern test here. Chitwood on the keeper. On the outside, will get the first down, got out of the grasp of one tackler, gets it inside the 45, needed only 1, and he gets to the 42, got 3. First and 10 at the 42, Chitwood gets 3 on the play, he's rushed for 94, but had 72 of those on the touchdown run in the first quarter. First and 10 Bison at the Adams Central 42-yard line. Out come the Bison, 11:09 to go. They'll try to control some clock here. I'll be not too interested really in throwing the football unless there's a play they feel they can gain some yardage. The handoff goes to Schlager. Schlager runs to the 40. Jake Schlager, the sophomore, from the I-back position there, runs it from the 42 to the Patriot 40, a pickup of 2 on the play. Schlager's rushed 3 times for 2 yards tonight. Held in check by the Patriots tonight. First time he's run out of the I formation. He'll be taking the direct snap in the wild cat formation. He got 2 to the 40, second and 8, Bison at the Patriot 40-yard line. Again, 10:25 and running in the fourth quarter. McCook up by 9. Patriots trying to stiffen on the defensive side of things. Patriots looks like they might have jumped again on that defensive line. Another offside on Adams Central. We'll move it down to the 35. It'll be second and 3. Patriots anxious to stem the tide and get in there after that offense, but a 5-yard penalty there. That's 2 on this drive on the Patriots. They've been whistled for only 4 penalties, 17 yards. That's a 35, second now and only 3 for McCook. And the Bison with a 9-point lead, very content here to run the football, but they do have 2 wide receivers out now, Girdle and Bombaugh. They're in the eye. Chitwood on the option. Tosses it to Yost. 30-yard line inside the 30. Still on his feet. Still on his feet inside the 25. Yost finally hauled down by about 4 Patriots, but he's inside the 25-yard line. And Brandon Yost has a first down. He moved it from the 35 all the way down to the Patriots. 22-yard line, picked up 13 yards and a first down for the Bison. First and 10 at the Patriot 22-yard line. Another first down of the Bison starting this drive in the third quarter. They started at their own 34. They're trying to put the second consecutive 66-yard drive of this half together. They have 2 long drives in the second half of the first game, looking for their second of this half in this game. The toss to Yost. Yost runs to the 20. Back at the 23-yard line, didn't get to the 20. Good defense there by the Patriots. Zachary Van Meter in there. Back to the 24-yard line, a loss of 2. And an Hageman and Zach Van Meter in there. 2-yard loss there for Yost. Second and 12 with the Patriot 24. And a lot of time going off the clock here. This drive started in the third quarter for the Bison, and they've had it almost 3 minutes of this fourth quarter. Second and 12 at the 24. Chitwood at quarterback. Sends a man in motion, Ryan Powell. Hands the ball, taking the ball to Yost. Chitwood wants to throw, has nowhere to go, and he's pulled down there on the defense there by the Patriots. In there, Zachary Thomas for Adams Central. and Calvin Ott, and they bring down the quarterback back at the 29-yard line. A loss of five more on the play. Chitwood loses five there. Third and 17 at the Patriot 29. Adam Central forcing the Bison into a long third down situation. Third and 17 at the 29-yard line. 8:30 to go in the ballgame. Patriots need two scores. There's no 9-point play in football. They're down by nine. Hand up to Schlager, now to Chitwood. He wants to throw. Chitwood throws it across the middle. It's going to be caught in the end zone or near the end zone by Plumbaugh. Little razzle-dazzle there. The snap goes to Schlager, who gives it to Chitwood, who was in motion from the wide receiver spot, and Chitwood finds Plumbaugh inside the five-yard line. So a big play there on the throw by Chitwood and the catch by Plumbaugh. Plumbaugh's been more than a thorn in the side of the Patriots in these two games, all the way down to the one-yard line, a pickup of 28 yards, first and goal. Plumbaugh with the catch there for 28 yards, a little razzle-dazzle from Schlager to Chitwood, and the pass to Plumbaugh, 28 yards and a first and goal at the one with 8:02 to go. Adam Settle takes the timeout here to try to regroup after that play, gets a first and goal for the Bison. We'll take a timeout. It's McCook 21, Adams Central 12, back in 30 seconds.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Welcome back to McCook. A little razzle-dazzle there by the Bison. The Bison pulling out the stops there, not a fake field goal for a touchdown. And then the quarterback, Chitwood, was lined up in a wide receiver position. And Dick Schlager took the snap, handed it off then to Chitwood, who was in motion. And Chitwood threw the football to the backup quarterback, Brian Plumbaugh, 28 yards and a first down to the one-yard line where it's first and goal for the Bison. They can really put the Patriots in a deep hole here with 8:02 to go. The Bison will come out first and goal at the Patriot one-yard line. And they're 1 yard away from going 66 yards for the second time this half. Out over center, Chitwood, a full backfield of three behind quarterback Chitwood. They'll keep the football right over center and left guard. 1 yard touchdown run by Matt Chitwood. Touchdown, Chitwood. And it's now 27-12, McCook. So Chitwood with the 1 yard touchdown run, and the Bison have scored in this fourth quarter, and it's 27-12. And Chitwood to try the extra point. 8 minutes exactly to play in the football game. Timeout, McCook, before this try for the extra point. So we'll take another timeout. Extra point pending here. It's McCook 27, Adams Central 12, back in 30 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Extra point pending here for the McCook Bison. They have scored here in the fourth quarter. They've got now a 15-point lead. We'll see if they want to try to make this extra point here to go up by 16. The Patriots, with only 8 minutes left in this fourth quarter, are going to have to do some quick work here. Chitwood is set up to try the extra point. It is snapped. It is on the tee. It is kicked by Matt, and it's going to be wide to the left and no good, so it's still a 15-point game. Extra point, no good, with exactly 8 minutes to play. It's McCook 27, Adams Central 12, back with the Bison kickoff in 30 seconds.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again.
The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Winter, it'll be here before we know it, but this year you can be ready. Check out the new Snapper snow throwers at Jeans Repair and Sales, from compact models to heavy-duty units that can throw snow into the next county. Jeans Repair and Sales has them in stock, and with 12 months same as cash, it's like getting 1 year of snow service on us. Visit Jeans Repair and Sales for Snapper preseason savings and beat winter to the punch. Jeans Repair and Sales, 820 West 17th Street in Hastings. Participating dealers only. Ask for complete details.
27-12. It's a 15-point game, so Adams Central needs two touchdowns, and they've only got 8 minutes to work with. Fourth quarter, Chitwood to kick off for the Bison. Adams Central has Stein and Johnson back to receive the kickoff. Chitwood's kick will be high and long, and Stein about the 12-yard line. Next Stein to the 15. Comes to the near sideline to the 20. Tripped up there about the 22-yard line. Adams Central will take over. First down and 10 yards to go. And the Patriots are going to be forced into a pass on every down kind of situation here. And they are trailing 27-12 with 7:54 to go. Bison scored both times they've had the football. Two 66-yard drives. The same pattern as game one, a much closer game though, but the Bison had their two touchdown drives in the second half of that first game. One at 15-14, they've had two touchdowns this half. But also scored a couple in the first quarter and lead 27-12. From the shotgun, it's Overmiller. He wants to throw, has a lot of time, does it. Across the middle, it's going to be high and long. Incomplete, intended for Jake Fowler. Incomplete, second and 10 at the 22. Adam Simpson. Bison spending the defenders back there. Didn't have a whole lot of people rushing that time. And it's going to be second and 10 at the 22 for Adam Simpson. High school football here tonight. You're listening to it here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Second and 10, Adams Central at their own 22-yard line. The Patriots trail 27-12 with 7:49 to go in the fourth and final quarter. Maybe the final 7:49 of the season for the Patriots. Overmiller in the shotgun. Adams Central, three wide receivers out. Overmiller will keep the football. Will run it at the 20. He's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard on the play. It's going to be third and long. Overmiller on the keeper there. Moved it from the 22. They'll put it out at the 24, will be official. A two-yard pickup by quarterback Matt Overmiller. He's rushed for 50 in the contest. Third and 8, Patriots at their own 24. Adam Settle now has Fowler and Bender in the backfield. Cutterford will come out of the football game for the Patriots. Third and 8, Adams Central at the 24-yard line of the Patriots. Clock runs with 7:08 to go in the ball game. Adams Central down by 15. Four wide receivers out this time, two on each side of the field. And the shotgun, it's Overmiller, throws it to the near side, caught by Stein at the 35, turns, gets to near the 40 for an Adams Central first down. The catch there by Nick Stein. And Overmiller with the completion there is seventh on the night, and that's the fourth catch for Stein. Moves it out to the 39-yard line. A pickup of 15 on the play. 84 yards in receptions and one touchdown for Nick Stein. First and 10, Adams Central at their own 39-yard line. So the Patriots will retain possession of the football. First and 10 at their own 39. 6:54 to go in the ballgame. McCook 27, Adams Central 12. Shotgun formation. The Patriots will probably be in that for the rest of the evening. Overmiller wants to pass, throw four-man rush. Overmiller tries to get away from that rush, reverses his field. Now has to go down back at the 21-yard line. Frustration there on Overmiller. He might be whistled for an unsportsmanlike conduct call. He was upset. Just had to go down and lost. Back to 39, back to the 22, a loss of 17 on the play. And there's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty as Matt slammed that ball to the turf. He was just upset at the situation, not upset at the officials, and was frustrated over the loss of 17. And pounded the ground with the football, and he was whistled for an unsportsmanlike conduct. We'll move it half the distance from the 22 down to the 11. So the football is all the way back at the 11-yard line, and Adam Central has a second and about 38 yards to go. They got to get out to the 49-yard line, their own 49-yard line. Second and 38 for the Patriots. A loss on the play of 15 and half the distance, 11-yard penalty tacked on. So a loss there of 26 yards on the play or so. Second and long, second and about 38 for the Patriots at their own 11. Over Miller, over center now, will throw it long on the near sideline, puts it up. It's going to be picked off by Ryan Powell. Powell at the 45 to the 40. To the 35-yard line, hit down about the 30. So the interception there by Overmiller. He kind of threw that one up for grabs, and the interception by Ryan Powell, the third turnover on Adams Central. And the Patriots have not been able to keep the turnovers down. They didn't want to turn it over. They have three times and have not had the running game again tonight. And the big plays from McCook have spelled the difference in this one. That return by Ryan Powell to the 32-yard line. For McCook to the Adams Central 32, first down and 10 yards to go for the Patriots. And this one is just about finished for Adams Central. Still 6:07 to go, but they're down by 15 and don't have the ball. Chitwood over center for the Bison. Will turn, hand it off to Yost. Good hole over guard and center. Inside the 20-yard line or near the 20 goes Yost. First down on the run there. Brandon Yost has run well tonight, but that offensive line has done a great job. For McCook once again. Tonight moves the football down to the 20-yard line. A pickup of 12 on the play for Yost, and he has now rushed for 123 yards, according to my total. First and 10 near the 20 for McCook. 5:50 clock run. The Bison can certainly put that proverbial last nail in the coffin with a score here. They're up by 15, and at the Patriot 20, first and 10. Chitwood, the quarterback, will turn. Hand it off to Yost. Goes off left guard. Not much room there. Patriots get that one. Inside the 20-yard line, Ryan Bender on the tackle. Maybe a yard to the 19 for Yost. Second down and about 9 yards to go for the Bison. For the Adams Central 19. Again, the Bison not too concerned about scoring. They want to keep this football on the ground and run some clock. 5:11 to go, and the clock continues to run. 27-12, McCook with the lead. Second and 9 at the 19. Three wide receivers out, though, this time. Chitwood will turn, keeps the football on the option to the 20, to the 15, knocked out of bounds about the 12-yard line. So the keeper there by Chitwood. Moved it from the 19-yard line, spotted, down, out of bounds, at the 13, a pickup of 6 on the play. Third and 3, Chitwood has rushed for 96. Third and 3 at the 13 for the Bison. 4:55, Matt was knocked out of bounds there. The clock will stop with 4:55 to go. Out come the Bison. Third and 3 at the Patriot 13-yard line. Chitwood over center this time. Patriots jump, no whistle. Now finally a whistle. Patriots kind of jumped on the defensive line and kind of almost stood up like they were waiting for the whistle, and the officials finally blew the whistle, blew the flag, 5-yard defensive offside on the Patriots. We'll make it a first down. First and goal at the 8-yard line on the 5-yard offside penalty on Adams Central. First and goal at the 8 with 4:55 to go. First and goal inside the 9. We'll call it the 8-yard line. Out come the Bison as they're knocking on the proverbial touchdown door once again. Chitwood over center. Looking at the far sideline, the clock's not running, so they're not milking now. They're looking for a call from Jeff Gross. Yost gets the handoff inside the 5. It's first and goal from the 8. Yost to the 4. Second and goal with the 4. Yost picks up another 4. He has 128 yards on the ground tonight. Second and goal with the Patriot 4. Clock continues to run now with 4.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The Adams Central football season is going to end here tonight. Barring a big mistake here by McCook, they're second and goal with the 4. They continue to run the clock. The Patriots down by 15, and McCook 4 yards from the end zone. And in motion, Powell, Chitwood on the toss to Yost, cuts it back near the goal line, gets it down to about the one, short of the goal line, but that'll just knock off some more time off the clock, at least another 30 seconds as we're under 4 minutes.
Here, number 21.
And then Yost moved it down to about the
number 86.
About the 2 or 3 yard line. It's at the 2, 3rd and goal. 2 yards there for Yost. He has 130 now. 3rd and goal at the 2. Out come the Bison. 3:40 to go in the ball game. Matt Chitwood, the quarterback, over center. Will turn. Hand it off to the running back. It's Yost. He's going to get into the end zone for the touchdown. Brandon Yost, a 2-yard touchdown run. And Yost scores the second touchdown of this quarter for the Bison. And they now have a 33-12 lead here and have put this one away here in McCook. And the Bison will advance to round number 2. And Chitwood will try the extra point. It is kicked, and it is up and long and good. And the Bison now lead 34-12. There is a flag on the play. We'll see what this is all about. It's on Adams Central. It'll be a good extra point, but it looks like it's on the Bison. Somebody moving along the line of scrimmage probably. Or maybe it is on Adams Central. We'll see. Bison going off the field. So it was on Adams Central. They'll decline the penalty on Adams Central on the extra point. And again, the flag ruled off. So the extra point is good. No penalty called. Flag not there. Extra point good. And it's 33-12. Was the extra point going to count or not here? The extra point, no good. The penalty declined. Extra point is good. The extra point was no good. So it's 33-12. Bison. Now the officials get it straight. The point was good. It's 34-12. Take a timeout. 3:31 to go in the ballgame. McCook 34, Adams Central 12. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education, ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com, named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review, named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Now 34-12, and the McCook Bison have this game in hand right now with 3:31 to go. The Adams Central football season is going to end at 6-4, but a heck of a season for the Patriots with 4 losses to 3 outstanding football teams. 3:31 to go. Chitwood to kick off before the Bison. Doug Long to Stein. Nick catches it about the 10-yard line, to the 15, to the 20. That's with the far sideline, 25-30. Stein pulled down just short of the 30, and Adams Central will start right there in their own territory, first down and 10 yards to go. At about the 29-yard line of Adams Central. So we'll see what the Patriots want to do here in the final. 3:25, if they want to throw it up and try to get some more points on the board. They've been held in check for the most part tonight. Again, not much of a running game for the Patriots tonight. Again, those big folks for the McCook Bison taking over the line of scrimmage again in the second half. Quick toss out goes to Jake Johnson to the 30. The toss there from Overmiller to Johnson. Moved it from the 29 out to the 34. A catch and a pickup of 5 for Jake Johnson. 2nd and 5, Patriots at the 34. Adam Central will go back to the huddle. They're going to have to go quickly, get it out of the huddle. Over Miller coming over to the sideline, getting a play from Bill Carlin. 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. 2nd and 5, Patriots at the 34-yard line. Patriots try to do something offensively in the late stages of the football game. Over Miller in the shotgun will hand it off to Jake Johnson. Johnson will be caught behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of maybe 1 or 2 on the play. It's going to be 3rd and long for Adams Central with 2:40 to go, and the clock continues to run. And no gain on the play. 3rd and 5 at the 34, so no gain for Jake. Johnson has rushed for 45 yards and a touchdown and caught 2 balls for 12 yards in the game. third and five at the 34. Clock continues to run with 2:20 to go. McCook with the lead of 22 points, 34-12. And the McCook Bison will move on and looks like take on the Aurora Huskies. We'll get that final score for you, hopefully, on the Aurora-Hastings tie game when we're finished here. Overmiller throws incomplete wide of the intended receiver, Jake Johnson. And it's incomplete, and it's fourth down and five at the 34 for the Patriots. And Adam Center looks like they're going to punt it away. And McCook's going to get the football, and the Bison will probably be allowed to run out the clock here with 2:03 to go. That's an incomplete pass. Stein is back to punt. The Patriots looking to punt this football away for the final time. Now a fake punt. Stein wants to run. He's to the 30. He's to the 35, trying to get past the sticks. He's past the sticks for a first down. So Nick Stein, the punter, runs out of formation, runs it all the way up to about the 45-yard line. It's going to be about an 11-yard pickup from the line of scrimmage and a first down. So AC will get 11 yards on that fake punt. And a first down to the 45 of the Patriots. So Adam Suttle retains possession of the football, first and 10 at the 45. 1:50 to go in the ball game, but Adam Suttle still has the ball, looking to get on the board one more time yet in this fourth quarter. Overmiller wants to throw. Now throws it low for Ryan Bender as Overmiller was trying to escape the rush there. Threw it low, intended for Ryan Bender. 18 throws in the game. 8 completions for the Patriots tonight. 2nd and 10, Adam Central at their own 45-yard line. We have 1:38 to go in the ballgame. 34-12. The Bison have tacked on a couple scores this quarter. They scored the last 3 touchdowns in the game after Adam Central got it to 14-12 with 7:49 to go in the third quarter. The last 3 scores by the Bison. A couple of 66-yard drives and then an interception and a score after that. Overmiller throws. It's long. It's going to be incomplete. Jake Johnson headed for the inside. The pass goes far to the outside and incomplete. 3rd and 10, Adam Central at the 45-yard line. 3rd and 10 at the 45, so the Patriots could be down to their final 2 plays of the season. 1:33 to go in the ballgame. You are listening to high school football here on ESPN 1550. KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. We'll have our player of the game program after the play-by-play here, and then the coach's post-game show. We'll stick around for all of that here on ESPN 1550 KICS after the end of the play-by-play here tonight. Overmiller wants to throw. He turns from his right, now back to his left, now runs at the 40. Trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. Good fake there. Still dancing, but no blockers there. Overmiller goes down. Matt's been running for his life a few times tonight. Lost a yard back to the 44-yard line, a loss of 1. Matt has been battling all evening long, and he has had a couple of big losses on the play and on plays this evening, and has rushed for 32. And it's 4th and 11, and the Patriots will punt as the clock ticks under 1 minute. 4th and long, the Patriots will get the punt off by Nick Stein. It's going to not be received by the Bison. They'll let it roll inside the 25 to about the 22-yard line. And that's where McCook will start, 1st and 10 on their own 22. That's not going to make a whole lot of difference here. 45 seconds to go. The Bison will put the knee down probably one time. And this football game will be over then. McCook Bison are going to move on to round number 2 in Class B. And looks like they're going to be heading for Aurora next Friday. The Adams Central football season is going to come to an end with 6 wins and 4 losses on the season. Chitwood will be over center. 3 backs in the backfield. Chitwood will take the knee, and that'll probably be the last time he'll have to do that, maybe one more time. He puts the knee down. The fans beginning to applaud their McCook Bison. The Adams Central fans will give their team applause. Another hard-hitting, hard-fought football game, but the McCook Bison will once again come out on top as they will come out and put the knee down one more time. And the football game will end after Nat Chittenwood, the quarterback, will put the knee down for the Bison. And the football season will come to an end for the Patriots. Chittenwood knee down, play over, and that will be the last play of the football game. And the McCook Bison have won this Class B state football playoff first-round game over the Adams Central Patriots as the clock ticks to 0-0-0, the final score. The McCook Bison 34, the Adams Central Patriots 12. We'll wrap this thing up for you in 2 minutes.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
Roush Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roush Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roush Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Welcome back to McCook, the football final tonight. The McCook Bison over the Adams Central Patriots, 34-12. Class B first-round game of the state football playoffs. So the season ending for the Adams Central Patriots. With this loss tonight, a McCook advances to the second round. They'll be going to Aurora next Friday night. And the McCook Bison getting control of this game in the first quarter. Adams Central had a couple chances. They were inside McCook territory in the first quarter, but could not score. And Matt Chitwood then ran 72 yards, broke free for a long touchdown run of 72 yards, and the Bison had the first score of the game and led 7-0. Chitwood on a pass play to Ryan Powell of 17 yards in the second quarter, 14-0 Bison. Adams Central scores late in the first half to get back in the football game. Matt Obermiller to Nick Stein, a 51-yard pass play, 14-6 Patriots as they do not get the kick down for the extra point, 14-6 McCook. At halftime, Adams Central comes right out in the third quarter, goes 73 yards in eight plays, and Jake Johnson on a 20-yard touchdown run for the Patriots, cut the lead to 14-12. The Patriots could not score on the try for two, and it was 14-12, Adams Central trailing. But the Bison come right back, go on a 66-yard drive, and on a fake field goal on fourth down, Brad Bumbaugh goes 6 yards for a touchdown. Extra point added. McCook led 21-12. In the fourth quarter of play, another 66-yard drive by the Bison, capped by a Matt Chitwood 1-yard run, 27-12 Bison, and then Brandon Yost, a 2-yard run. Final score of the ball game, 34-12. McCook wins it tonight. Again, the Patriots, not much of a running game tonight. Couldn't run the ball very well. They did have 119 yards. Rushing tonight, more than double their first meeting with the Bison. 119 on the ground, 109 through the air for the Patriots, 228 total yards. Matt Obermiller rushed for 32, the quarterback. Jake Johnson ran for 45, also caught two balls for 12 yards. One touchdown scored by Johnson, one by Nick Stein. Stein with four catches for 84 yards for Adams Central. In the contest, 119 on the ground, 109 through the air for the Patriots, 228 total yards, but just not enough total yards against this pretty stout, very stout McCook defense. The Bison did what they like to do, run the football, 248 yards on the ground unofficially, 69 through the air. Brandon Yost, 132 yards rushing for the Bison tonight. Quarterback Matt Chitwood, 96 yards, 72 of those. on his touchdown run. And Yost did get a touchdown tonight and rushed for 132 yards. And Brandon Powell, one touchdown catch for 17 yards before the Bison tonight. So just too much McCook Bison tonight. Again, the big play up front, offensive and defensive lines for the Bison doing a real good job tonight. They gave a lot of holes to Brandon Yost tonight, and he rushed for 132 yards. And the Patriots, they just could not put enough points on the board in this one, and they drop it by the score 34-12 in this first-round playoff game. And the season over for the Adams Central Patriots with 6 wins and 4 losses. But remember the losses to number 1 and number 2, Aurora and Creed, and 2 losses to this McCook team, ranked as high as 4th this football season. So the Patriots concluded at 6-4. The Bison move on at 8-2, and they'll be going over to Aurora next Friday in round number 2, the quarterfinals. Aurora beat Hastings High tonight by the score of 57-16 tonight. So Aurora just rolled over the Tigers. So our football seasons for Adams Central and Hastings High come to end tonight. In this first round Class B game here at McCook, final score, the McCook Bison 34, the Adams Central Patriots 12. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next.
This high school football play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Player of the Game and the Coach's Postgame Show on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Welcome back to McCook. McCook beating Adams Central 34-12 in this first round football playoff game tonight here in McCook. 34-12, Bison win it, but some bright spots for the Patriots tonight. Jake Johnson rushed for 45 yards and a touchdown, caught a couple of balls also for the Patriots. 4 catches for Nick Stein and a touchdown tonight for the Adams Central Patriots. At Obermiller rushes for 32, throws for another 109 tonight. The Patriots just couldn't get the ground game going very well again tonight, rushing for 119, throwing for 109. But the defensive play by McCook and then the offensive surge of their line, getting the points on the board, helping the Bison get on the board. But the Patriots have some bright spots, and we'll name our Adams Central player or maybe players of the game after this timeout.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Well, the football season comes to an end for Adams Central with this 34-12 loss to McCook, and we'll name a couple of players of the game for the Patriots tonight. Again, Jake Johnson running the football well tonight. He scored a touchdown on a run of 20 yards, rushed for 45 unofficial yards here tonight, but 45 and a touchdown, including that 20-yard run for a touchdown for Jake Johnson, the senior. We'll also name Nick Stein, another senior, caught 4 balls tonight, won a 51-yard touchdown reception, 3 other catches, totaling 33 yards, so 4 catches, 84 yards, and a touchdown for Nick Stein. So we'll name them the co-players of the game, and they are seniors, and that's a good thing. They can be named players of the game being seniors, and they deserve it tonight. So senior Nick Stein and senior Jake Johnson will be our players of the game in the loss tonight for the Adams Central Patriots. They drop this one to McCook 34-12. Stay tuned. The Coach's Postgame Show is up next.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay-
stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Post Game Show up next on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Back in the cup, the Coach's Post Game Show. We're hoping to have Bill Carlin, the head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots, come up here. A lot of Patriots still out in the middle of the field here at McCook, talking it over with the parents and well-wishers here as the football season has come to an end with the loss here to McCook by the score of 34-12. Coach Carlin is down on the field. Looks like he may be chatting or not, but Jeff Gross, the football coach of the McCook Bison, or maybe one of the assistants, can't quite tell from here. We'll see if Coach Carlin can make it up here. The McCook Bison defeat Adams Central tonight by the score of 34-12. The Patriots missed a couple of opportunities as they were in McCook territory in the first quarter, couldn't get any points, and then Matt Chitwood broke free, the quarterback for the Bison, on a 72-yard run to turn the tide of momentum there to the Bison. He scored on that run, and they led 7-0 after one. Chitwood found Ryan Powell on a touchdown pass in the second quarter. The Bison went up 14-0, but Adam Sindel got right back in the football game on a Matt Obermiller and Nick Stein 51-yard pass play. It was 14-6 at halftime, and Adam Sindel continued the momentum in the third quarter, coming out and going on a 73-yard drive and scoring on a Jake Johnson 20-yard run. It was 14-12 at that point. But then the McCook Bison scored the last three touchdowns of the game, leading 14-12 after the Adams Central score. McCook came right back and went 66 yards on a fake field goal on fourth down and a six-yard touchdown run off that fake field goal by Brad Bumbaugh. 21-12 Bison then, 21-12 after three quarters of play. In the fourth quarter, Matt Chitwood had a one-yard touchdown run, capping another 66-yard drive, and Brandon Yost tacked on a two-yard touchdown run late in the game to make it 34-12, the final score at that point. Well, Coach is getting his gear down there, and I don't know if their bus is on the other side of the field. He may not make it up here. It looks like he's going to be heading for the bus, and we'll see, but it looks like he's not going to make it up. We're going to take our time out, though. Let's take our break on the program and see if Coach Carlin can make it up here. Let's take a time out. We'll be back right after this.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
Well, welcome back to McCook, and right on cue, right on schedule here, Coach Bill Carlin of the Adams Central Patriots and after the 34-12 loss. Coach, thanks for coming down. I know you're getting ready to hop on the bus and head back to Hastings. Tough loss tonight. Any loss is tough, but the Bison, an outstanding ball club, and they just got you again tonight, and they got some more big plays than the Patriots tonight, and they were able to pull away in the fourth quarter of play, but I guess the Bison's turn again tonight, huh?
Yeah, they did a lot of good things, and you know, our kids fought hard, but it seemed like the first half we were just so close. We almost had an interception a couple times. We almost had a fumble recovery when the ball was laying out there, and we just didn't get to them. And then almost every time after we missed one of those plays, they had a big play. And so they really made us pay if we did not take advantage of every opportunity. And that's a sign of a good ball team.
Yeah,
they did a lot of good things there.
Excuse me. Yeah, the Patriots have a couple opportunities in McCook territory in the first quarter. Could not get any points on the board, and then in that first quarter, Matt Chitwood, their quarterback, breaks free on a 72-yard run. One of those big plays that always seems to kind of turn a tide or become involved when two good teams play. But that one, after not scoring earlier, that was tough to take, and as you fall behind there. But the ball club still came back late in that second quarter to make it close by halftime, though, too.
Yeah, we really needed that big play from the pass play from Matt to Nick, and And getting that touchdown was a kind of a shot in the arm and kind of got us back in it again, because it was 14-0 there at that time, and they were kind of starting to flex their muscle a little bit, and they were able to, if we got them to get too far ahead, I knew they were just going to get into their ground game and just try to hammer it at us, and we were just going to run the clock down on us all the time. So I thought our kids, you know, did a great job. We came back that third quarter and got back in the ball game and had opportunities, you know, and stuff. But then they kind of showed their muscle a little bit. I thought after we got within two, they had a real big drive on the ground, and they just kind of pounded it at us right then and there and really took it at us. And I think that's just a sign of they were a little stronger up front than us.
Yes, their big ball club on the offensive defensive lines, where the guys don't have to play both ways, kind of wearing the Patriots down again tonight. They scored the last three scores, and they had the ability to come back when you got it within two to go up by nine in the football game, and they really do a good job up there. They're tough defensively, aren't they, Coach? They're a good ball club, both sides of the ball, and they really make it tough on a ball club, because they just kind of beat on you all evening long, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. They got a good group of kids and a great coaching staff, and they've put it all together really well. They got great tradition out here, and they just a school that's just a little bit bigger than us, so. You know, we might have 20 seniors and they got 30, you know, and it's just that kind of wears you down when they just keep coming at you in waves, and they can rotate some kids a little bit. And so, you know, our kids, you know, fought tooth and nail for the whole game and stuff as long as they could hang in there. But you just got to give a tip of the hat to them. They were a better team tonight.
Yeah, they because they do kind of pound at you and always after you defensively, it's hard to get consistency on offense. You have to be consistent. You have to execute. And they make it real hard to do that. The Patriots weren't able to do that, consistently running the ball and throwing the ball tonight again. But the defense makes it hard on you. But the Patriots did everything they could. Jake Johnson does a good job. They did a good job. But Matt was running for his life a lot out there, quarterback Overmiller tonight.
Yeah, we really had trouble with some of their blitz packages, and they were good enough up front. They were stopping some of our run with their four down linemen, and then they could bring pressure out of their linebackers and still keep manned up in the secondary or have four deep. And so they really did a good job with their package, but it all started with them being able to control our run with their four down linemen, and from then they can start playing games. And when you can control the run with four, it's fun being defensive coordinator.
Yes, 34-12, the final. The coach, I know it's always tough when the football season ends, especially for the kids and the coaching staff too. And I know for you too, but the season comes to an end. But great leadership by your seniors and everybody else in this ball club. 6-4, but those four losses that we talked about, yes, it's been four great teams, but that is the fact of the matter. This ball club had a tremendous season. I'm sure you're very proud of them.
Yeah, I really am. You know, I've been in this business now for 31 years, and this group of kids fought as hard as any of them, I'll tell you that. They weren't always the most talented team on the field and stuff, but they never backed down, and they never gave up, and they did what we asked of them. And you know, as far as effort and enthusiasm and playing with heart, this group is one of the top.
And the four losses, the three teams that beat you for the four losses are still all in the playoffs. Aurora pounded Hastings High pretty good tonight, Coach. So McCook goes over there, and Crete won earlier, shutting out Scott's Bluff. So teams that beat you this year still in the playoffs. And a testament to your kids. You fought tooth and nail against them, and the four losses, certainly nothing to be ashamed of. Your kids just gave it everything they had every single ball game.
No, that's true. And this is really a fun season.
Yeah.
I mean, this group of kids is great to work with. And no, we're not undefeated, and no, we're not still playing. But I tell you what, I wouldn't trade this bunch for anybody. And there's more to this game that I work with, and I'm very blessed to get to work with these kids, but there's a lot more that goes on besides winning and losing ball games with this bunch, and it's just been a great time with them.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot and for everything this year, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk to you tomorrow morning on Hogan's, but thanks for coming up, and let's all head back to Hastings. Thanks for everything you've done all year for us. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, but I'm going to go down and root against your Missouri Tigers tomorrow,
okay.
You are not going to get to see me tomorrow.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Bill Carlin, head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Very gracious, Coach, to come up here as they're getting ready to get on the buses and head back to Hastings, and we're going to do that, too, in just a little bit. We'll just wrap things up here. We've had our word from McCully Pipe and Steel on the program, so the final score here tonight was 34-12. Adams Central dropping this one in the first round of the state football playoffs to the McCook Bison, and the Patriots conclude the season with 6 wins and 4 losses, and McCook will move on at 8-2, and McCook will head over
to Aurora next Friday in the second round, the quarterfinals of Class B. Tonight, Aurora ends the season for the Hastings High Tigers. Aurora had a big lead at halftime, went on to win it 57-16 over Hastings High. So the Tigers end their season at 5-5. But congratulations to the Tigers and to all these Adams Central Patriots. They make the playoffs in Class B. Both come up on the losing end tonight, but they both make the playoffs, and all three city teams making it. St. Cecilia will continue their football season in the playoffs of C2 next Wednesday. Reminder for you, Hastings College football on our sister station, 1230 KHS Radio, tomorrow afternoon. The Broncos at Morningside, pregame at 12:15 tomorrow afternoon, kickoff at 1 o'clock. Join Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell on 1230 KHS Radio from Sioux City, Iowa. And as Coach Carlin talked about, the Nebraska Cornhuskers hosting the Missouri Tigers in Big 12 action in Lincoln, 2:30 kickoff tomorrow. Pregame activity begins, and all the coverage all season long on our sister station, The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 FM. The Huskers and the Tigers tomorrow morning pregame at 9:30. Well, that will do it here tonight from McCook. The football season ends for the Adams Central Patriots. 6 wins and 4 losses on the season. Adams Central drops to its first round state Class B football playoff game. The final score, the McCook Bison 34, the Adams Central Patriots 12. For producer engineer Stephanie Mueller, I'm Blaine Bulitz. Have a great rest of the weekend.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.
They're to enter the NFL draft. And like he had so many times.